Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
You are about to enter another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Today is
Wednesday.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh.
Right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency. The business tycoon and TV personality capping his improbable political journey with an astounding upset victory. Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton in a campaign unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime.
The number one rated morning show in Trump's America. Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion.
A lot of things happened last night. Dude, I don't even know where to begin. You're right. So much has happened since Winter Jam that it's like...
Sing it.
I needed that. Gosh.
Welcome to the program, everybody.
It's Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that this
morning. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about it.
So excited for the show. Guys, this is just a dream. It's just a dream.
I hope so, because my car window was bashed in last night. So, thanks, America.
Sorry, man.
Today started off bad.
Is it people upset about the results from the election last night?
It seems like it would have to be something like that, or it's just a crazy coincidence. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like 50-50, because... there were, like, tire slashers, like, a month ago or something in our neighborhood. Last weekend, Ventana Ranch had a neighborhood watch meeting because of all the break-ins and stuff. So, this neighborhood just sucks. Yeah, I said it.
Oh. Well, it's true.
It does, man. And so, I woke up this morning and the back, it's a outback. So, the back window isn't just a little, it's a hatchback. It's a really... really expensive window. Yeah. They bashed in the back window, and then they bashed in the sides, like the metal and everything. It's like down to the metal on the sides of my car.
Gosh.
I don't know how. I guess I didn't wake up to it.
That's...
good morning, America.
That's awful.
Different show.
No, this is... yeah, this is Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion.
Steve-O and his friends. So we went to Winter Jam yesterday. And had a great time.
We did. Yep. Got to see a lot of fun. A lot of fun and a lot of friends.
A lot of friends. A lot of fun. A lot of friends. And best part of the night, Steve-O and his friends got to go up on stage.
No, that's not the best part. The best part was Luke Jeter crushing it for new song.
Well, your friends didn't get to stay for that because your friends had to go.
Yeah, they kicked us.
They kicked the friends out.
Like, the friends didn't get to see it. Yeah, they were escorted out. You guys didn't have backstage passes
We did not.
No.
And we had to go take the van back.
Yeah, and part of my entourage.
I had to take my friend Teo home and Teo. Had to drop off the van last night.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he got
Luke
lost
Jeter.
In Southern Colorado trying to get out of there.
Luke Jeter, Steve's
crushed
son,
it.
Got to sing with a new song.
New song. He got the biggest, like, ovation of the night. It was really cool, and nobody knew he was my kid.
Oh,
you know
yes,
what I
they
mean?
Did, because most of the people were Starmy there.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it, really. So, like,
yeah, a couple times.
When I posted, everybody was like, that was your kid?
Yeah.
Dude, that made me cry! You know, like, cool. he knocked it out of the park.
He did.
It was so cool because...
He sounded like the kid from the album.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, we were side stage waiting, and Steven, their tour manager, ran up, and he was like, you ready? And he's like, yeah. And he was like trying to give him a fist pound, and Luke just starts walking over, and I'm like, Luke!
Can we play it? Let me pull it up.
Here, I was going to say, I've got it on my phone.
Well, I can pull it's everywhere. Your Facebook page here.
It's going viral.
It's just going viral, guys. So, new song, they pretty much run... Winter Jam.
Winter Jam started it,
and they have a song called Christmas Shoes. You can start at the beginning because I think I added it to just him. I don't remember.
I think it's just a little bit in there.
Oh, okay. So they have this their biggest hit song in the universe is Christmas Shoes, and good dude Mike hit me up and said, "Hey, new song's looking for a kid to sing with them. Doesn't your son sing?" I said, "Well, all my boys sing, really." And I said, they need someone between 5 and 10. I said, perfect, Luke's 10. And so let me ask him and see. And I was like, Luke's baseball. Like, Luke's Sporty Spice. Is he going to want to do this? I don't know. We'll see. And I asked him, and he was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, Winter Jam always sells out, and that's about 6,500 people. Are you sure you want to, like, are you up to the task?
Yeah, because for a 10-year-old
it's not
kid,
a choir. Like, you are going to be on that stage with a microphone singing. Like, you will be singing in front of, like, 6,500 people. He was like, yeah, sure, okay.
And he was
didn't
like
even,
that.
He didn't even know the song.
And Tao and I...
He'd never heard it before. Yep.
Tao and I, we didn't get to stay for the performance because, like we said, we got kicked out. But he was
hard
stone cold.
He really
just,
was.
He wasn't nervous.
I was, like, nervous for
times.
Him.
I'm like, are you nervous? He said, nah.
Nah, I got this.
When he walks out and grabs the mic, here's Luke Jeter last night at Winter Jam. Just grab the mic.
What Christmas is all about.
Sure, I wanna buy shoes for my mama, please.
And I stopped recording. Chrissy kept recording because after that, like, give it up one more time for Luke, you know?
Yeah.
And
people think about that.
And
place
I was just like
packed.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, it was really hard not to cry again right now. I am so proud of him.
Yeah.
Because he's 10 years old. And we got big timed by him before the show even because their manager came up and said, Luke, are you ready? What do you want to do? And we were outside broadcasting live. And so he's like, do you want to hang out with your daddy or do you just want to hang out inside the arena? And he's like, I'll kick it in the arena. We're like, what?
Yeah, he
did. So he just like got a backstage pass and whoop. And I didn't see him for a couple hours.
10 years old just takes off.
Chrissy's freaking out. Who did you leave him with? I'm like, his name's Steven. He's their tour manager.
He looked fine.
He's really nice. He seems like a really nice guy. I'm sure it's great. He has to do sound check and I'm outside broadcasting. I can't. It was great.
That's hilarious.
But I guess he just, him and the singer, they just practiced a couple times on stage for sound check. And and then we walked back in there and Luke was just sitting there staring at the stage.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Just.
It was like, did you practice? Yeah. I mean, are you ready? Are you okay? Yeah.
That kid, like, that kid is, he's unbelievable.
He really is, dude. He just sucked in all of the pressure and the fears and the everything and was just like, I got this.
Here's a funny story. So Teo and I jump in the van to leave because again we got kicked out. What do I say?
Man, but it was cold.
So Teo and I are ready to leave, and then all of a sudden Jack runs up, your other son, and you know knocks on the window, and we open the door, and there's your wife, and then Brody runs over. And that kid is so stinking cute. And as they're leaving, he looks at me and goes, "Bye, Daddy."
Yeah.
I look at Teo and I'm like, did he just call me Daddy?
He said Dex.
Okay.
He knows you.
Maybe he said Dexy. I don't know.
Maybe it was Dexy. Yeah. There you go.
It was really funny, though. I'm like, that kid doesn't know who his dad is. We need to talk to Steve about
that. Dude, they were all like hanging out backstage, and it was hilarious because Jack, 13, he's like trying to make, are you sure you're not nervous? He's just being big brother, you know? And I'm like, Jack, knock it off, man. I was proud of Jack as well because Jack's like, he's the singer, you know? He was like the lead in a musical last year or a couple years ago, and he's like the musician. He plays piano. And he was so proud of his little brother. Like, he was just like, there was no like, oh, man, it should be me. Like, he was just stoked that Luke got an opportunity. And he was cheering from the side of the stage.
That's great.
I was proud of my kids last night, man. It was really cool.
He nailed it.
Yeah. He did. He did. Yeah. Knocked it out of the park.
Good stuff. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Wednesday, November 9th. The day after Election Day.
Yeah, and people are just starting it off with a bang, with bats to the back of my car. It's so funny. I went to bed on cloud nine. My son just crushed it, and I got to talk to him last night about God opening doors and opportunities and using those to glorify Jesus with.
Yes.
And being excited about that. And I woke up, and first thing I saw was Trump was elected president, and the second thing I saw...
Party hole! Get in there.
Second thing I saw was somebody bashed in my windshield.
Party on.
Party on.
Windshield bashing in. 3 o'clock.
If you're wondering about the party horn, last night at Winter Jam, there was an act that played in
Stephen Malcolm.
The pre-show. We got to see the pre-show. It was right before we got kicked out.
Yeah, you didn't get to see the actual show.
This one guy, he had... It was party horn central. I get so excited about party horn.
He loved it.
Today is a pretty bleak day, and I'm party horn's carrying me through. Thank you, Lord, for party horn.
We were laughing so hard with the
it
party
was,
horn.
I had never heard the party horn so much in my existence.
Yeah. Welcome to the party horn, because we're going to have a lot of that this morning. America
we
has
need it.
Yeah, we do. America has elected its first orange president. Get in there. Make America great.
I've seen so many hashtags, orange is the new black.
So
many.
I didn't see that one.
So many.
Yeah, Donald Trump defied just about every poll in the universe, winning battleground states like Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, and flipping a bunch of states that weren't supposed to go his way, like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
He flipped the Rust Belt. When he took Pennsylvania, that shocked everything.
Yeah.
It was like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Not all the states were called last night because it was so close, but as of this morning, Trump won 288 electoral votes, putting him easily over 270. Clinton won 218, and the final tally for Trump could be even higher.
Yeah.
Hillary didn't give a concession speech around 2 a.m.
She is delivering remarks today at 7:30 a.m. our time.
Yeah. Yeah, last night the campaign chair told the supporters, just go home. But she did call Trump to concede.
Man.
A little before 3 a.m. Here's Donald Trump talking about that.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Wow. That wasn't what I was expecting.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
I couldn't help myself.
Damn, man, that party horn.
You can't party horn the president
of the citizens of our land. That I will be president for all Americans. And this is so important to me.
Gosh.
Dude.
Is this real life?
Or is it just fantasy?
I don't know. This is weird. I woke up this morning. Tao, coming up, you have to share your wake up.
Yes, dude.
Guys, I literally had the weirdest wake up call I've ever had in my life. Straight up this morning. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going
to
share that.
We have to. It's been an odd wake up already. It began at Winter Jam last night with Steve-O and his friends, The Morning Invasion.
Yeah, it sure did.
And Luke knocking it out of the park, and then somebody else stealing Luke's baseball bat and smashing my window with it.
It was his bat?
No.
Oh.
Gosh, no, I was like, they took his bat?
Because he knocked it out of the park at Winter Jam.
I thought it got worse.
I know.
Oh, dude. Car nothing. You steal my kid's stuff? It's going down.
Well, and not to mention,
I wouldn't have been at work. I would have been on the streets like a vigilante.
That baseball bat probably cost more than the Subaru.
That's true. Yeah. And here's the thing. A really good friend of ours, Rebecca Dow, she was running for House. She's from Truth or Consequences. And she's a phenomenal Christian woman. And you get into these crazy political things, and her opponent was trashing her. Like, we had some things we were watching on TV, and it was like, oh, no. Like, the news was just blasting her, being crazy. And so, of course, her side, she gets all of the junk, right?
Yeah.
And refused to do any negative campaigning. And it was like, well, you're going to lose because you're a Republican in New Mexico, and da-da-da-da, and unless you use these tactics, and she didn't. And she won.
Wow.
She won her seat in the House. It was just like, what is happening? So there were some really great things that we saw last night. You know, Luke at Winter Jam, Rebecca Dow.
Great. I love it.
Steve-O and his friends, The Morning Invasion.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that coming up.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss it.
You really don't.
Yeah.
You really, really don't.
Also on the program this morning, from the hit show on PBS.
Michael Landon?
No.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin O'Connor. Yeah, Kevin O'Connor.
Wait, did this show premiere in 1974?
It's been on for so many years.
Is that when his album
came
out,
too?
What?
Kevin O'Connor from This Old House.
What?
Okay,
and,
yeah.
So this, I YouTubed it and found out it's kind of like an HGTV type show where Kevin O'Connor goes into these old homes.
Oh, that's a brand new, it's now. I thought it was like a show in the 80s, like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I did too when you first told me. I'm like, man,
I never heard of it. It's on PBS.
Yeah. And so they go in and they remodel and they tell people how to fix
that's
things.
Cool.
Now it's really like think PBS. If you ever watch PBS, it's like listening to NPR. It's really slow
and boring.
So
it's Home Improvement, though.
It's Home Improvement.
I wonder if they can help me.
It's not like watching an HGTV show because the production on HGTV.
Oh, it was Bob Vila's
so
show.
More. That was Bob Vila's show?
Yeah, 1979 to 1989.
So he took over?
He started.
Oh, great.
And then
we
Kevin
don't even
O'Connor.
Get Bob Vila, we get Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah. It's had 36 seasons, man.
Oof.
He's the current host, Kevin O'Connor. He's been the host since 2003. So
I would only watch that show if Bob Vila's ghost haunted this old house. And it turned into like a trying to get evidence of Bob Vila's ghost. Then I would watch
like a really, really good.
I know. I have ideas all the time, Steve-O and his friends.
Here's the thing. I still don't know if Steve-O really wanted this interview or if we're just doing our booking agent a favor because we love them. We love our booking agents. If they ask us to do an interview, we'll do it for
honestly, them. Honestly, I knew that it was a home restoration type thing and thought it'd be fun because, you know.
You love that stuff.
I really do, yeah, actually.
Hey, we're going to have that dump button ready if Carl calls.
Yeah, we really are.
Maybe we should record it off air.
Yeah. Our boy Carl out in Manhattan.
He's not going to be excited.
He will not be okay today. Did you see his Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you, Starmy? How you feeling? Liveline is there for you if you'd like to text in 585-LIVE.
People are chiming in already. Somebody said, good morning, guys. It's Brian. I'm so glad I got to meet Steve-O and his friends last night at the show. Super fantastic. Steve-O, I'm so sorry to hear about your car. That stinks. Love you guys. Carry on. Godspeed. Oh. Somebody else said, morning, boys. USA, USA, USA. Trump and Pence, TP, let the cleanup begin.
Toilet paper?
USA! Okay. USA! USA!
Somebody else said, just woke up to the no good, awful, terrible, horrible, bad news. I can't believe our country is this stupid, guys. I am devastated. Oh, good morning, by the way. Oh. Waking up to a nightmare. I feel you, bro. I don't know what I'm going to do about my car. I'm assuming that's the terrible news you're talking about, because I just don't know what to do. And that's way more pressing. Mm. Way more pressing. Mm-hmm. We got a couple months to figure out what we're going to do with the nation.
585 Live. This is not the Twilight Zone.
It's not, man.
This is real life. Donald Trump.
I hope he names Arnold Schwarzenegger Secretary of Defense because the Terminator's going to take everybody down.
Donald Trump is the next president of the United States.
Oh, breaking news. He just said he is going to be announcing Flavor Flav as his Secretary of State.
All right. Good.
What other reality stars are we going to get this year? I can't wait, man. Yeah, boy!
Big show today.
Huge.
Huh? We'll stick around for this one. Huge show today. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The 2016 election.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have come to terms on a custody agreement that gives the actress sole custody of their six kids. She filed for divorce 2 months ago.
Prince Harry is upset, making it quite clear social media that's come down on his American girlfriend, Meghan Markle.
In Azusa, California, someone started shooting in a residential area.
Oil cartel OPEC appears to be cutting its forecast for global consumption over the next several decades.
Two people have been arrested in New Jersey, charged with stuffing material into toll baskets on an expressway, then going back to take the money. Police say they have surveillance video to help them make their case.
In Charleston, South Carolina, the judge has ordered a mental competency hearing for Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing 9 people at a black church there. A jury selection postponed until that is done.
Good morning, Starmy. 6:36.
High today, 63 degrees.
Traffic. Nothing to report traffic-wise. You guys be very careful this morning. Don't drive angry. Just pay attention to what you're doing. That's really good traffic. Traffic!
Welcome to the show, Dex. Or excuse me, Steve-O.
Yeah.
And his
friends.
Steve-O and his friends.
Friends.
The Morning Invasion!
Love it. We'll talk more about that coming up.
It's time for Steve-O and the Morning Invasion. Yay!
We've changed the name of the show.
It's over.
Okay, we didn't change the name of the show. I feel like that was something that happened last night.
You did.
You did.
That's right. We didn't. You did.
I mean, it was just a suggestion.
Oh.
I didn't realize it was kind of like the idea of like a reality TV show host running for president. It's like, come on, it's hilarious. But you don't actually think, wait, what? America!
Yeah. Winter Jam, we'll talk about it coming up.
Oh, we will. Oh, we will. Somebody just chimed in and said, Steve-O, I just tuned in. What happened to your car? Vandals.
Yeah.
Vandals who aren't happy.
Youths.
I have a red Subaru. Maybe they were like, red? He must be a Republican. And they just bashed the tar out of the back end of my Subaru.
God.
Dude, it's like down to, it's scraped down to the metal on the sides. Like, it's unreal. It wasn't like a quick, let's throw a rock and run. Like, they.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe.
I hate my neighborhood.
Maybe somebody was doing that to a bunch of different cars in the neighborhood, but it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's happened. I did it once. I didn't have time to, like, scope out the hood to see, because a couple windows have been bashed in before. Slash tires was like a pretty big problem, I guess, about a month ago. So it's like, park in the garage. Subaru wasn't parked in the garage last night.
I think I know what part-time job I'm going to get.
Yeah?
I'm going to start selling home security systems, because you know.
That wouldn't help my car.
You need one.
No, I don't. I have a really awesome dog.
Well, you know what? Wait till I get the job, and then I'll pitch it to you.
While you're busy doing that, I'm going to be busy making millions of dollars helping lots of celebrities move to Canada.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know, but they all said they would. So I'm going to start up a business. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. We'll be rich.
Speaking of that, the Canadian immigration site crashed last night because there were so many people going there to find out what it would take to move to Canada. And yesterday on the show, you hit the podcast, we actually ran down all the things that you would have to qualify for and go through if you wanted to be a citizen of Canada.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy. So a lot of celebrities tweeted. They're just very, very disappointed. It was meltdown last night.
Meltdown.
Just code red. Code red.
Still talking about my car, right?
Yep. That
okay.
Too.
Yeah.
We'll run down all the election stuff. And, yeah, Donald Trump is going to be our next president of the United States. How you feeling, Starmie? You can text in at 585-LIVE.
Do we really want to ask that question? It's already pretty crazy on the live.
Yeah, mixed. Some people are very excited. Others, not so much.
I will say I do have a hard time with the overgeneralizations. Yeah. One way or the other. Like, it must be that she, you know, oh, well, she was a woman, so she didn't win, or sad day unless you're a white male, you know. And it's like, I don't, okay.
Here's what I'm hoping doesn't happen is rioting. And it sounds like, so far, there hasn't been anything.
Well, I mean, he's not president yet.
Yeah.
You know, and so it is going to be very interesting. I mean, we heard his speech last night, the idea that he is going to be the president for all Americans, and it's time to, you know, he thanked Hillary. He had really kind words to say about Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to lie. I was very surprised to hear what he had to say. He was actually humble in victory, which was something I was not expecting.
Yeah.
And so it will be interesting to see.
338-3700. If you don't feel like texting in, you can always call us. Good morning.
Don't give me that good morning crap, all right?
Okay.
Hey, pool right. Boy.
You know what, dude? I woke up this morning, and I was walking out of my house. I seen this rabbit, this quail, and this roadrunner just chilling by a mesquite. And it looked like they were talking to each other. And then I get a little closer, and then the snake slithers up and says, "We're screwed."
Okay. You know, it's funny you brought that up. Yesterday, pool boy called in and he was telling us about this video of an iguana. This like, baby iguana.
I haven't seen this yet.
I saw it this morning for the first time. I had a hard time watching it, but somebody pointed out last night during some of the coverage that I was watching that is a picture of Donald Trump. Like, that video of the iguana running from the snakes is a picture of Donald Trump during the election, because as you see the iguana just sitting there, just being still and not moving, and then the snake is like slithering up next to it, and then all of a sudden it takes off running, and it's running for its life, and then all these snakes come out of the rocks, and they get the iguana, they wrap them up, but then the iguana escapes and starts climbing the rocks, and it's like this picture of Donald Trump climbing mountain.
Don't ruin this for me. I haven't seen it yet.
And finally gets to the top.
I heard you guys talking. He spoke then?
Yeah, he spoke at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Like at 12:15.
Yeah, he gave a speech, and Clinton called him personally to concede, but she's actually going to be talking in about an hour. Mm. And then Trump is supposed to meet with Obama today, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god, that was intense, man.
That was crazy.
That was super intense. I haven't stayed up till 12 for like years.
Yeah, I went to bed. I couldn't do it. It was like, you know what? I think this is going to be too close to call. It's going to be days. There's going to be recounts and fighting is what I assumed when I went to bed. And then I woke up to Trump presidency and somebody bashing in my back window. So, you know, just, you know.
Yeah, it's funny that even the non-humans are tripping, so.
Oh, all right,
man.
Oh, boy.
I'll talk to you later, man.
I agree with you. Yeah. And I have a story.
Yeah.
Because this morning I had...
Yeah, dude.
The strangest wake-up call of my life, and that'll be my first news if we'll jump into it. All
right.
Normally, I wake up at 3:40 every morning, and then my second alarm goes off at 3:45 every day.
Sneeze.
This morning... At 3:20, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but when it's that early in the morning,
it's pretty big.
20 minutes is a lifetime. I didn't wake up to my alarm. I was awoken. I was okay. I'm asleep, and then all of a sudden, I can't remember if the TV turning on woke me up or if I woke up right before the TV. But I saw my cat Beans, and I'm not kidding, my cat Beans stepped on the remote and turned the TV on. And it wasn't like he jumped and like accidentally landed on it and ran away. Beans straight up was sitting by the remote and reached over with his paw and turned the TV on and then put his paw back under him and sat there. And the TV came on, and the first thing I saw was Trump wins. God. And I could, in the moment, I was like, I think I said bad words, because I couldn't understand what was happening. Like, I can't repeat what I said this morning, because I would get in trouble. This is a real story. I'm not making this up. My cat, Beans, and Panda sitting right by his side. Beans turned the television on. He turned the remote on, and he sat there, and I couldn't believe it. And then he stepped on the Apple TV remote, and it switched inputs.
What?
So he was, like, stepping on the remotes, waking me up. And I couldn't believe what was happening. And so then I, like, changed the input back to CNN, and there it, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that would be strange, because that's, it was strange, terrifying. For me this morning, just waking up, and then just, I was in the bathroom getting ready, and I'm like, I have to look this up. I have to go to Facebook and see what everybody's saying. And I saw everybody posting about Trump winning, and it was like, what just happened? I kind of assumed he was going to win when I fell asleep last night, but I before all the coverage yesterday, you know, when I went and voted yesterday, I really thought in my heart that Trump would not win.
Yeah.
I just felt that way. I just felt like, you know what? I just don't think he's got a shot here.
Right.
I think Clinton's going to win this, no problem. And that was not the case.
Yeah. Not at all. Man, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
So anyway. But good news is we don't have to, like, tiptoe anymore, because at least now we know who's going to be president. Because I know a lot of people had chimed in previously saying, man, can you guys just please give us your perspective? What are your thoughts on this? But we really couldn't, because we're non-com station, you know? So we actually legally cannot.
And there's no way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Even if we could, I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for. There's no way.
I wouldn't either. I think there are about 4 people on the planet that know how I voted, and 2 of them are in this room. And so, seriously, I don't care to talk about it, which is funny, because it hasn't always been that way. I remember when I was just passionate and super cared. And now it's one of those things where, much like probably a lot of our Christian friends, like this email we just got said, I remember when Trump announced he was considering running on Fallon, everybody thought it was a joke. Then he became the Republican candidate, and now he's going to be our president. I'll bet the reality is just starting to sink in. I think Mike Pence is our saving grace as VP. Instead of whining and complaining, we need to pray for all our leaders. Mm. God appoints these authorities on earth, and there's a reason Trump won. God knows. We don't know. Prophecy must unfold according to God's word. Where we are on that timeline isn't clear, but God is still sovereign. He didn't call us to fight about the presidential outcome, but to be a light in the darkness. And that's, I agree with that. Being a light in the darkness, loving our neighbor, because seriously, I know I don't mean to keep mentioning this, but seriously, I woke up to my back window being bashed in my car. Mm. Not the way to wake up. Different for world. Anyone. But to anybody out there who's just angry because your gal didn't win or frustrated because Gary Johnson isn't the president and you can't smoke weed or whatever it is, seriously.
Well, you can in California.
Yeah, all along the West
California,
Coast.
California, Nevada, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, which is kind of, is it ironical that those are all blue states? Did you notice that? Like every state where it became legal are states that Clinton won. Mm-hmm. So, regardless of the outcome, regardless of everything, there's no reason to give in to hate. You know, even if you are one of those that say Clinton was full of hate and he won this presidency on hate, because I saw a lot of that last night too. People just angry because somehow this guy that spews hatred won. But I've seen it on both sides. We saw it here at the Trump rally when people were vandalizing buildings and it cost the city tens of thousands of dollars because Trump is a racist, so they were going to burn buildings down. Yeah. Like that, there's no logic there. I just shared a post that our good friend Brian Klopez mentioned, and he's one of those dudes that I'm proud to know as a friend, because he had some great words. He said, "I've tried to avoid political arguments up until this point, and I'm still avoiding arguments. However, I will say this. I am a Hispanic male. My son and daughter are black and had Muslim biological parents. I also have two children who have the same disability that Trump made fun of. I'm sure that I have some right to be angry and offended right now, but that's not where we need to go. Trump cast a vision to make America great again, in quotations. The honest fact is that even with the best candidate elected, that can't happen without you. I'm sure you want to unfriend people right now, but don't do it. That's not how America is made great again. We need to be united. We need to love each other. America isn't made great without each other. America isn't made great with one person. It's made great with the collective whole. If you want to see change happen, then help be the change. There is no doubt that change is coming, and you can still affect what that change looks like.
Ah, I love that.
It's important, man. Also, don't bash in windshields, you jerk!
Mm. Hey, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill?
Good morning.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, snap.
There Bill. He is.
Hi.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Well, Bill, you brought us here. What do we do next?
Hold on. Let me turn down my Frozen soundtrack. Hey, I have a theory about the bashed in window.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't bashed in. It was a sonic boom from those stupid party horns.
Okay. Dude, you're probably right.
Bill, have you ever heard the party horn?
Oh, man. The Republican party horn?
That's the Trump bit.
Oh, man.
Hey. So you're going to interview the guy from this old house?
Do you watch that show?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I got a question for him.
Oh, gosh.
I'm thinking about building a wall in my backyard.
Okay.
Bill, you've already got a wall in your backyard. Are you going to build it higher?
You know what?
Are you trying to keep
out? I am for real asking that question. Logistically, what's it going to take to build a wall across the southern region of this whole country?
That's exactly why we're having Kevin
O'Connor.
That
is why. Kevin O'Connor from this old house. Yeah. I mean, it's coming. Yeah. So.
We got one of the best construction workers out there.
Hilarious.
Amen. Hey, no, seriously, I just want to say my last and final thing about all of this. Smith's has got peppermint ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Right.
Well,
we're not calm.
Bill.
Can't say that.
Hey, I will say this. Because we are a community station.
Yes,
and
we are.
We want to provide a place for you, like a safe haven, where you can talk about stuff, you can get your feelings out there, and we can discuss it. So on our Facebook,
I've posted a status. Our question to you today is, how will you approach this new day, continuing to be a light in the darkness and a follower of Jesus? If you're happy about the election, how do you proceed? If you're unhappy about the election, how do you proceed? Yeah. How will you extend grace to every person you can?
Amen.
Please share your thoughts. Keep them civil. Keep them clean. If you start cussing on our Facebook, I'm going to block you.
Yes, dude.
Straight up. So, it's out there.
We, that was phenomenal, this
is the big news. We want to know, and we want to help, like, sort all this stuff out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
338-3700, or you can text in at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Brother Steve-O, did somebody really bash your window?
Yeah, that's real. It's on my Facebook and Instagram. I posted. I seriously posted photos on my Instagram Facebook. At Steve-O Jeets. You can see it. Yeah. It's pretty awful.
Hey, this is Joe from Rio Rancho. If you want to go down to the U-Put and on over on Broadway, let's go get you a new window.
Man. Well, I'd have to
Joe,
get my car
sweet,
moving first, but thank you.
Yeah, your car isn't even starting.
My car, well, it starts. It's just, it's a beater. It's literally, it's a beater. So
I understand, man. I had the same car for a good while. Finally got me another good beater.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somehow I'm going to have to pray for that one. Pray for that.
Thanks
we'll figure
for
it
out.
Though,
we'll Joe.
Yeah,
there.
Joe, thanks, man. You're
good
amazing.
To hear from you, man.
Yay!
Heck yeah. Where was that party horn?
We don't
know.
Okay. Okay. Let's jump back into the news. Yesterday, we did talk about this in depth. We'll just recap it quickly. If you want to move to Canada, here's what it actually requires. And it's not that easy. You have to apply for the equivalent of a green card in Canada by showing that you can add economic value to their country. And you have to be fairly healthy, since the government doesn't want to pay for your health care if you're really sick. Just a couple of things to consider. Can't just willy-nilly fly up to Canada.
Can't do that. Come on, man.
Man, what a day, everyone.
What a day.
Okay, let's completely change gears.
Wait, but we got an update on the live line. There's an old dude on the side of the road with a giant Trump sign waving a flag from his truck near Coors right before the I-40 freeway.
This
just
is
so you know.
This is the beginning,
just
friend.
Just so you know.
I bet by the end of the day, that's the most positive story we've read.
Right.
A whole new world.
We promise great things here on Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion. No matter what side you fall on, I promise you, I, your leader, Steve-O, and my friends, the Morning Invasion, will guide you through this day.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have a bit of porridge?
I can't wait to talk about this.
Play the Christmas music.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know I want to.
Jump
Dale.
Into it.
Christmas.
I'll accept it today.
Stores are putting up their Christmas decorations earlier and earlier every year. It's a fact. Back in the year 2000. Most stores' decorations went up just before Thanksgiving.
Of course they
this
did.
Year, it's November 9th.
Mm.
This was written November 8th yesterday. There are already Christmas decorations everywhere in stores.
Mm.
So check this out. The website Quartz.com calculated just how early Christmas decorations are going to go up in the future based on our current trend. Number one, Christmas decorations will be up before Halloween. Within the next 5 years. Before Halloween. Number two. Christmas decorations will be up by September 30th by 2050.
Wow. September 30th?
September 30th. By the year 2085, Christmas decorations will be up by Labor Day.
Yeah, okay.
If these trends continue. And finally, by the year 2120, which I will be the only one in the room still alive because I'm hundreds of years old. Christmas decorations will be up by July 31st. Christmas in July, babies. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Solid way to celebrate my birthday. It's July 16th if you'd like to start preparing.
So instead, you'll see the 4th of July aisle and right across the way, the Christmas aisle.
Hmm.
Thank you for that. I love it. All right. Big show coming up. We'll talk about our night at Winter Jam.
Oh!
Of course, the election. Oof. We want to hear from you. 585 Live. How are you feeling this morning? We'll be right back on Steve-O and his friends.
It's time for Steve-O and his friends in the Morning Invasion.
The number one rated morning show in Trump's America. Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion.
I've been looking for freedom.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on now. Welcome to the program, everybody. 7:13.
High today of 62 or 3 or...
You know what?
Take a look at the road! Oh, my goodness. I'm not seeing any accidents pop up. That's, I was wrong. Oh. Golf Course Road at McMahon Boulevard / Ellison Drive. There is an accident. You guys be careful this morning out on the west side. The best side. That's your traffic.
Good morning, Star Me. That's your name.
Steve-O's feeling that West Side love this morning.
Oh, man. I would imagine most of you out there are just tired.
Yeah, right?
Because you stayed up.
Way too late.
Watching all the election coverage. And yeah. I was not feeling good. As soon as I laid down, my nose got all stuffy.
Yep.
My throat started acting up, and I feel fine during the day, kind of, but man, when you're sick and you lay down, it's awful.
We were talking about last night when we got kicked out and had to leave early. We were talking about how you get sick at night. Like, why is that? Why, as the day starts to wind down, that's when, you know, like if you have a cold, it gets worse.
It's true, though.
Because Dax was totally feeling it.
Is it because the sun is kind of, it's like how he gives Superman powers, it just kind of heals us a little. There's something
probably right.
Healing.
You're probably right.
I'm just saying. And then it gets to nighttime and people flip out and they don't know what to do, so they just...
The ghosts are out.
They just vandalize cars and act like idiots.
Good grief.
Well, Liveline's open, 585-LIVE. Teo posted something great on Facebook. Why don't you recap that?
I said, well, it's done. So, Starmie, how are you feeling this morning? Are you sad? Are you stoked? Are you hopeful? Are you disparaging? Despite the range of emotions being felt all across America today, one thing is clear. We have to come together. As Christians, we put our hope in a God that loves us and wants the best for us, even in the worst times. Our question to you today is how you will approach this new day, continuing to be a light in the darkness and a follower of Jesus. If you're happy about the election, how do you proceed? If you're unhappy about the election, how do you proceed? How will you extend grace to every person you can? Share your thoughts. Keep it civil. And keep it clean, or I will block you from our Facebook so fast that'll be the end of it.
So beautifully put. I love it. Let us know how you're feeling. 585-LIVE, you can text in. Of course, you're completely anonymous when you text in. You are when you call, too. I mean, you don't have to tell us who you are, but tell us how you're feeling. It's a little weird, especially, you know, if you weren't going for Donald Trump. I mean, if you go on your Facebook page, it is... Whew. It's
Facebook
bad.
Is a dumpster fire.
It is bad right now. And it's a little weird, a little strange.
I think everybody's in shock.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter like what happened.
If you're going for Trump, I think you're in shock. If you weren't.
Yeah, everybody's just kind of like, what?
Yeah. Well, he's the first orange president. This is going to be a little weird. It'll be a little
interesting
weird.
Interesting scenario. We have to update the color spectrum.
Yeah, and he not only, you know, won, he won. Like
he won. There he was did. No question. What there time, was no recount. There was nothing like that.
What time did you say Hillary's going to give her speech?
7:30 our time, so coming up.
I wish we could go live to that.
Let's go live to
that. Maybe
the
we can
speech.
Go live to that. That'd be great.
I've been looking for
yeah, last
freedom.
Night, Hillary Clinton, she didn't give her concession speech, but she did call Donald Trump to concede.
They pushed it back. 10:30 a.m. Eastern, so it'll be 8:30
okay.
for us.
We got to remember to.
It said 9:30.
We'll try to go live with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, his Donald Trump speech, I think it took a lot of people by surprise, you know?
He was reading that teleprompter like none other. I'm not kidding. Go back and watch the video.
He went on to say,
eyes on the prompter.
Hillary has worked very long, very hard over a long period of time. We owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean, that very sincerely. And this might surprise some people, but his supporters cheered. And, you know, he went on to talk about, you know, it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. And here's the thing is we got to hold his feet to the fire, man. Mm-hmm. You know, he works for us.
Don't literally do that, though.
I'll say this. You
got to.
For all the people that are totally serious about leaving, now is the time to double down on America. Now is the time to really get involved and really play a role as an American citizen. And not just politically. You do that practically by living your life in grace.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you're a Christian, hopefully that comes to you a little bit easier than it might if you're not. Because that's what it's supposed to be like.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to give out the grace that has been given to us. And that makes it unconditional for anyone. So that's how we effect change, is we live our lives gracefully to others, and we extend that same grace that we have been extended.
Mm.
And then you get involved in the political process.
Got to get involved.
I was at a loss when I voted yesterday because, I mean, I'm, like, confessing here, a lot of these local, like, the judges and all of the other positions, I was not educated in the least about.
Yeah.
Just here and there, tiny snippets of information.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gone in with more knowledge.
Did you feel it wasn't as intimidating as you thought it would
yes.
be? Because it really wasn't.
Yeah, the bonds and stuff like that, like, or yeah. the propositions. I was glad they had a description of
yeah,
it. But then at the
that.
Same time, it was like, well, I think that's a good thing, but how much money is that going to, like,
yeah, how much
what else
cost
is it going to affect? I don't know the ripple effects. Mm. And I learned so much in this election. I really feel like starting now and being more involved in the process and really seeing how things affect other things, those ripple effects that we always talk about, I really want to get into that more so that I can, because I love seeing both sides of everything. I don't want to just see one side. I don't want to be tunnel vision.
Yeah.
I want to try to see it from another person's perspective.
Mm.
I want to see how it affects people that aren't anything like me and see that real, like, that real effect. And I want it to hit me like it's not just a story that I'm reading on the internet. I want to remember that that is someone else's real, actual life
yeah.
that they are living. They're not a you know, like a side character. They're not an extra in my movie. Everyone else is a real person with a real life. And these real choices really affect them. And I want to know how that's happening. And so that's what I want to do. I'm committed to doing that.
I love that.
Committed to doubling down on America and really becoming the citizen that we all should be.
Yeah.
Steve, let's go to the live line.
Election update.
What are they saying?
Somebody said voted for Trump, but really just voted against Clinton. Not excited for the next 4 years, but a little less nauseated than I would have been if Billary would have won. Somebody said, I have stated this win would happen to many since May. Texted in yesterday, told you guys I wasn't worried at all. It's a great day. I'm ready to continue trying to be a better person than I was yesterday. We live in a great place. Life is good. Great success. Oh, that came from Borat.
Great cool. success.
Great success.
Las Cruces is saying, well said, Teo. Albuquerque says, Teo spitting truth. Love it. Somebody else said, wait, Amy Schumer can still leave, though, right?
Calm down.
That's good.
Somebody else chimed in and said, I think that no matter what was going to happen, today was going to be a sad day. I hope it's a wake-up call to America to start understanding who it is that represents you and those who choose people such as presidential candidates. Mm. Another one said, if you like the results of the election or not, it's a good teaching opportunity to teach our kids what happens when one person wins over the other. No matter who would have won, someone would have been worrying about something that we can teach them to rely on God for our fears. Someone else said, Hail King Citrus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone else wants to know if I had insurance on my car. If not, they know a good insurance company because my car window was bashed in or my rear
window. Guys, Steve-O woke up and the rear window in his in the Subi, RIP, was bashed out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a red Subaru, so maybe they thought it was like, well, this is a Republican car because it's red.
Yeah.
And New Mexico being a blue state, they took it out of my car.
Man, the west side is just...
Yeah, I will say that. It's like, dude, more. I was talking to somebody last night. It was like, dude, more bang for your buck. We got a nicer house than we would have if we had stayed, you know, in this side of town. And then, but it comes with that, literally with the territory. My Subaru, like, here's the thing. It's a hatchback because it's an Outback, and the rear window kind of wraps around the side of the car, and they bashed it in to the metal. Like, it wasn't just a quick hit. They took their time. And unfortunately, my neighborhood has been in the news in recent weeks because of vandalism due to windows and
yep.
slash tires yeah. and break-ins.
Clowns.
And it's these stupid juvenile gangs in Albuquerque. There's two juvenile gangs in Albuquerque that are kind of like rising up. So just can't wait to talk to the guy from this old house at 8:30 because I got a really good question because obviously my neighbors keep trying to jump over into my backyard.
We're going
to
see if there's a spinoff really called This Old Car Window.
Really like to know how to build a wall.
Yeah, coming up at 8:30, we because of how the election turned out today, we decided to book one of the greatest construction workers. He loves to build. His name's Kevin O'Connor from This Old House on PBS. I'm sure you've heard of it.
No.
It's a very popular show, and because it's been around for 40 years.
I'll call Papa and ask him if he's heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's on PBS, man. You've heard of it, right?
PBS.
PBS.
Last time I watched PBS, it was when I was a little kid watching Sesame Street.
Can I tell you this? We've been watching a ton of Sesame Street on HBO.
HBO?
We don't even watch it on PBS
anymore. It's on HBO?
HBO has like every season.
You sure it's appropriate?
There's light nudity, but okay. No. Yes, okay. Of course it's appropriate. Yeah, HBO has every season of Sesame
what?
Street.
That's weird.
Like on demand.
Huh.
The streets have changed.
Wow.
So Johnny walks up to me and he says, Elmo? And I'm like, yes, Elmo!
Yeah.
Which season? Let's go to season 44.
He loves Elmo.
He does love Elmo. Kids love Elmo, man. Are you kidding me?
Elmo speaks to their hearts.
Too bad he's a creeper.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. 585 Live, you can chime in. But yeah, 8:30, we'll talk to Kevin O'Connor about building a wall. Maybe you want to build a wall in your backyard.
Yeah. Man, I got to... Speaking of like Elmo and kids loving Elmo and inevitably somebody emailing us and tell us that Elmo is of the devil... It will happen. I love when we go to concerts and people come up and talk to us and they say stuff that they think they can get away with and then I say something back to them. Because it happened again last night and it was awesome. I had a hopefully she's listening this morning. I challenged her to listen to our morning show.
Oh, yes. Yes.
A lady was asking if we were Family Life Radio, another great radio station here in town. If we are too... secular, as she put it, for you guys, then Family Life Radio is a great option, and we're friends with all those cats.
Yeah.
They were there at the concert last night. Anyway, she came up, and I said, why don't you listen to our station? And she said, what's your station? I said, Star 88. And she was like, oh, well, I mean, are you guys secular? Oh. And I was like, no, we're a Christian station. And then she was like, oh, well... And I said, what do you mean by secular?
Yeah. Yeah,
what does that even mean?
Well, you guys talk about... Well, I thought maybe she meant static.
Yeah.
Because it's static radio.
We played
Christian and secular music.
Yeah.
Trying to show people that, hey, you can appreciate art for what it is, but apparently you can't. Or at least you can't get money behind that idea.
Nope.
So anyway, she was like, well, you know, like, some stations, they talk about, like, the Pokemon. And Pokemon! And I said, oh... Well, we talk about Pokemon.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I said, what's wrong with talking about Pokemon? It's a cartoon. And then she said, well, it's got an evil spirit behind it.
Okay.
And then I was like, Pokemon?
Did she have something against Japan?
And then I looked over at the van because she was trying to find the Family Life people, and they had a van right by our van. And I said, well, ma'am, if you think a cartoon's got an evil spirit in it, then you need to... not go to that van that I just directed you to. She was like, no.
I couldn't believe you said it.
No,
so
and
fun.
I said, and she said, well, they, the Pokemon, blah, 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 blah. And I said, ma'am, that van destroys the environment.
It was great.
And then she's like, no.
No.
Like, she was telling me that that's not true.
Next thing you're going to tell me, global warming. I'm just kidding.
Next
I'm not getting
thing
there.
You're going to tell me that there's pollution.
Yeah.
That's not real. And so then I said, what'd I say to her? I was like, man, we got one world to live in. You know that, right? Like, we have one planet. And then she was just like, well, and I said, you should listen to our station.
Yeah.
Even if you hate us. We do the morning show. I was like, you can text us and tell us how much you hate us.
Steve-O and his friends, The Morning Invasion, is the best morning show in town.
We're going to talk about this coming up.
I put money on that. I actually apparently did last night. I had to.
What's the name of our show now?
Steve-O and his friends, The Morning Invasion.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, apparently.
Just saying. Hey, it's a new America.
It's a new America.
Right?
New
things
name
are changing.
For the show.
It was funny to me.
The air party horn is in full
that was,
effect.
Because I
phenomenal.
Thought, what is this woman going to do when she goes into that room and she hears rap music?
I love being there with Teo when somebody comes up and thinks that they're funny and they just throw down something like really lame.
Yeah.
Because he's not shy.
I address it.
He will address it.
He does.
Like, I'm sorry. What did you mean by that?
I get
that?
So uncomfortable because I hate that. Like, I loved watching it, but for me, I get so uncomfortable, and watch it unfold. No, it's fine. I think it's great, but it's like, oh man, I could never do that. You know, I could never sit there.
But here's the
I'm you were not, very polite.
I'm not
and
being
you,
mean.
Yeah,
about
you weren't mean. That's the thing with Teo is he, for some reason, maybe it's the Southern thing. I don't know. Maybe it's his blonde hair and blue eyes. It's his
southern charm.
I have brown eyes.
Oh, it's blue to me.
They're very blue.
Blue.
Like, I was like
doo doo brown.
No, they're
if
blue.
You need to know what I'm full of, look at my eyes.
They're
it's
beautifully
right there.
Blue. Just beautiful. He has a way of speaking to people, and it doesn't come off as being mean or.
I wasn't trying to be mean to the lady. It's just if you say stuff like that, then you should also be willing to back it up.
I hope that you got her thinking.
If you tell somebody Pokemon is of the devil because it's got an evil spirit in it, I want to know why you think that, where you heard it, and then why that's not true for other things that are actually causing harm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, where is that disconnect? Why, as Christians, are we so worried about the spiritual damage that we think might be happening because we read it somewhere?
Right. Or your pastor or friend or family
somebody
member
randomly
mentioned
told
it to you.
Or like somebody, like a Japanese artist drew a monster and you think it looks like what you thought the devil looked like when you were a kid.
Right.
Versus things that are actually causing destruction, even if it's incremental, even if it's little by little. But we're like, no.
Yeah.
No. What? So that and that's my only thing. It's like, well, why do you think that?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why should I think that? That's kind of my thing. It's like, why should I think like that?
No, it's true. 585 Live, you can chime into the conversation if you'd like. 585-5483. You can also call us at 338-3700. How you feeling about the election?
Las Cruces just chimed in. It rhymes with pool boy.
Oh.
Said, let's revolt, my fellow vatos locos! Puro frijoles! He said there's no wall that's going to keep my dad's side of the family from coming over. Viva America.
I've been looking for freedom.
Coming up, I actually want to talk about something in that regard to a news story, if you will, that I saw last night during this whole election thing that kind of blew my mind. I gotta mention it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
I can't not.
Well, you've been hearing Steve-O and his friends all morning long. It's a new name for the show. We're gonna tell you why when we come back.
It's time for Steve-O and his friends.
What's going on in the news today? the 2016 election.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have come to terms on a custody agreement that gives the actress sole custody of their six kids. She filed for divorce 2 months ago.
Prince Harry is upset, making it quite clear social media that's come down on his American girlfriend, Meghan Markle.
In Azusa, California, someone started shooting in a residential area.
Oil cartel OPEC appears to be cutting its forecast for global consumption over the next several decades.
Two people have been arrested in New Jersey, charged with stuffing material into toll baskets on an expressway, then going back to take the money. Police say they have surveillance video to help them make their case.
In Charleston, South Carolina, the judge has ordered a mental competency hearing for Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing nine people at a black church there. A jury selection postponed until that is done.
Right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency. The business tycoon and TV personality capping his improbable political journey with an astounding upset victory. Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to stay away from social media.
Man, it...
It is nutty.
It is really bad. It is bad. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Dex, Steve-O, I mean, Steve...
Steve-O. You need to play the thing. You need to play the intro.
Steve-O.
The number one rated morning show in Trump's America.
Oh boy.
Steve-O and his friends.
Yep.
Yippee.
The Morning Invasion.
All right, everybody. So excited to be here. Welcome to Steve-O and his friends, The Morning Invasion. It is day one of a new America. We're here to make America great. Am I right, my friends? I said, am I right, my friends? It's enough. Hello? I know you guys are here. Sorry you didn't get to speak much last night at Winter Jam. We didn't have a lot of time.
You know what? Let's talk about that. Let's bring that up a little bit. So they're like, hey, we need you guys to make a stage announcement. We love to be involved with local radio, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Okay. So we're all standing there. It's time to go. And then old Russ Lee from New Song says, give it up for Steve-O and his friends from the Morning Invasion!
Ah! Ah! And like 7,000 people erupted.
They rose to their feet. I mean, it was like my acceptance speech. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, old Russ could have said anything and the place would have erupted.
It was nuts. They were going, lock her up.
No, we were like, they were
what
not.
Is happening at Winter Jam?
Yeah.
So anyway, then we get up there. Steve-O's on the mic.
I mean, he gave me the mic.
He did. He did.
The place is full of hype, and he didn't let us talk one bit.
Well, here's
and
what,
you're all witnesses.
Yep. I was so embarrassed because one of the first things that Steve-O
says
to the crowd is, have you guys ever listened to 104.1 The Edge? And, you know... Actually,
people
the place
like, yeah, people, yeah, people actually, he had fans.
Yeah. I met this guy. He goes, yeah, oh crap.
I don't think they understood a word you were saying, but because like I said, you said,
well, Dex found Jesus and now he's on our station.
Yeah, he said that. Well, Dex from The Edge found Jesus and now he's with us. He's on the morning
show. Now he's my friend on my morning show, Steve-O.
Weirdest moment of my life. Steve-O throws Dex under the Jesus bus.
Yeah.
And then you have these little pockets of people start singing.
Uh-huh. Our God is an awesome God here.
Weird candles were going up. They weren't lighters. They were actual physical candles.
I think I sealed the deal with my presidential election last night when I said, and regardless of how I will run this campaign and our country, Jesus is still and forever on the throne. And people went nuts, and I was like, I could say whatever I want.
You
right
could.
Now. I really could.
You could. And then he tries to, you know, he wanted me to say something about
finding Jesus
and coming over here. And I went to say something, and he took the mic back and just started preaching.
I got really excited. I had a camera in my face. There was a spotlight on me. Russ from New Song had literally just introduced us to like 6,000 people saying Steve-O and his friends from the Morning Invasion. And it was like, he's right. It's my show. Yeah. It's
your show. Steve-O would ask us questions and then take the mic away
fast.
He was like,
so
here.
Fast.
And Dex said,
so fast.
But you know what? People are tuning in now because they can expect that.
Exactly.
And that crowd, they were a fan of Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion.
Well, here's another thing.
And the party horn.
I get into the morning show, into work this morning.
Yeah. Did your key card still work?
It still worked.
Huh.
And I got an email from my program director that said, I'm going to need you to change all the imaging to this.
It's time for Steve-O and the Morning Invasion.
Gosh,
I had a whole script of imaging that we
had. He did good.
So now
did a good job. Our program director is just really, he's on the ball.
He's on the ball.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah,
he gets stuff done. He's a go-getter.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's time for Steve-O and his friends. The Morning Invasion.
Gosh, thanks, guys. Hey, we're really happy to be here.
Okay.
Super stoked. In fact, somebody just chimed in on the line and said, Steve-O, those are the jokes I miss with my friends. The old, he found Jesus line. Love it. Somebody else said, maybe that's why your window got crushed. Wow, pool boy, way to play the party horn. Pool boy, come on, man. I
get up really early.
You do get up really early.
Huh? What?
Dexter, did you...
What?
Did you bash in my rear window?
No.
Guys, that's real. Somebody bashed in my rear window this morning. I don't understand. Maybe it's because I didn't put our new... By the way, here, I got new bumper stickers for all of us.
Oh.
Right here. Steve-O. Great,
yeah. It's time for Steve-O and his friends in the morning invasion.
That was Russ Lee.
Gosh, that guy gets up there.
Dude, he makes the worst joke.
You know what, though? I will say this, man. So my son, he sang last night with new song for Christmas Shoes.
It was incredible.
Luke Jeter is a rock star.
Go to Steve-O's Facebook page and watch Luke Jeter.
Or Instagram at Steve-O Jeets.
Yeah.
And he crushed it, right? I will say, those dudes, I'd never seen them before. I don't know any of their music. They put on a great show.
Really?
Like, Russ can... I didn't know Russ sang. Like, he had a trumpet, and I'm like, oh, okay, so he plays trumpet.
No, he had a few singers.
He, like, belts it, man. They had God's House Choir from here in town last night for a song. Like, they just... It was a performance. I was blown away by the musicians on stage. And they didn't skip a beat.
Kudos to the Starmie and then the Family Life people, and I'm sure K-Lovers. For coming out to Winter Jam.
Yes.
I know yesterday they were concerned.
They were.
That no one was going to show up. One, I mean they were going to have a small crowd.
It was election day, and they were kind of concerned at 2 o'clock because normally there's a line mile long.
I know
long,
when
but...
we left,
dude.
People were still filing in. There was a terrible accident right outside of the
course.
Star Center.
Gosh.
And so I think that held off traffic for a while because when we left, there was a huge line of cars, people still coming into park.
Yeah, it was crazy. A phenomenal show. Luke stole it. He stole the whole show. He was the best part.
Man,
I don't know. I had a pretty good moment.
Well, you did,
Steve-O, let Luke have a moment.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, that was...
Next, we're going to be...
It really was hilarious.
We're going to walk in Steve-O's house. He's going to be like, welcome to Steve-O's house with these other people.
Steve-O and his family, the Jeters.
You'll meet his maidservant, Chrissy. She'll take your coat.
338-3700. Welcome to Steve-O's morning show.
Hi, is this the Steve-O and the other guy's show?
Yeah. They're not as important.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and say good morning, Steve-O.
Good morning.
And, the other dudes, too, I guess.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
That's it?
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Beautiful.
That almost sounded like Steven, but not.
Yeah.
All right.
Where is Steven? Is he still
in Mexico?
He's
still
in Mexico
with his friends.
I don't think they're coming back.
Probably
not.
Actually, are you kidding me? Yeah, of course they are.
They're back.
Immediately, Nate put a photo up of like months ago when he's like, remember when I met our president-elect? He's coming home.
Steven Christian, not sure about them.
Yeah. He's a musician. We're not sure about them libs.
Yeah. I thought they were home because they put up a picture in the airport in L.A. a couple days ago.
Yeah. I think they're home. I'm just giving you a hard time.
All right. You wanted to talk about something, Steve-O, before the break.
Heck yeah, I did.
Well, you did.
Party horn!
I don't even remember now. The live line blew up. Everybody's talking about either Trump's presidency or who actually broke my window. You know, cool things like that.
Street youths.
Just them street youths. Yeah. I don't even know, man. People are chiming in on her Facebook page.
So you don't remember what you wanted to talk about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let me talk about some of these celebrities.
Okay.
Because they're in meltdown mode.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They are. Because let's face it, 99% of Hollywood was not going for Donald Trump.
No.
They were not in Donald
I think
Trump's
it was
corner.
Like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Gary Busey's stoked.
Yeah.
He's going to get some good roles. They just switched him out for Robert Downey Jr. He's going to be playing Iron Man from now on. It's incredible.
Chris Evans fell apart last night. Did you guys see him? I follow him on Twitter. So I was like, oh, man.
Wasn't he upset about his Patriots being Trumpers or whatever?
Frozen star Josh Gad. This is what he tweeted. Looking for a great realtor in Canada? And pitch perfect star Brittany Snow says flights to Canada are real cheap. British singer Lily Allen, Canada needs to think about building a wall right now. Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson says, I'm taking tonight to grieve for minorities, women, immigrants, Muslims, and the LGBTQ community. But tomorrow I'm waking up ready to fight.
But why are we fighting? We don't have to fight.
Well, maybe fight doesn't necessarily mean like fight. It means, I mean, we need to stand up and fight for our country. And
especially if there are injustices, if there are prejudices. Yeah, absolutely. Carlos Whitaker, he's Nashvillian, author, speaker. He said, if you don't understand the fear that blacks, Muslims, or immigrants woke up with this morning, it doesn't make their fear any less real.
Right.
And that's true. And then on the flip side, you have an artist we play here, maybe I won't say who, said, makes me wonder who really ran the more negative campaign if I am now being labeled a racist, sexist, stupid evangelical, etc.
Well, I mean,
because I've seen a lot of hate this morning as well.
Well, think about women out there.
Right.
Now we have Donald Trump, who we heard on video what he said about women. And it was disgusting, and I don't care if he says it was locker room talk. That's not the way guys talk. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Yeah, and absolutely.
And if you're a professing Christian, that is absolutely not the way you talk.
So I understand in a way, as a woman, you wake up this morning, and now he's your leader. Ugh.
One of my favorite writers on the planet tweeted this. My 8-year-old asked if President Trump wants shoved his hand down a lady's pants and laughed about it. She heard about it out of her school. I froze, unsure what to do.
Wow.
Because it's true. What do you say, you know? Because you can't just gloss over it and say, well, I mean, hey, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that is absolutely true. But there are things that just, I mean, that's not acceptable, obviously. But that's what we have to say. That's what you have to do. You tackle it head on and say, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. So, in a way, when you know, you read things, you know, like these tweets about, you know, we need to wake up and be ready to fight, I kind of understand. If you're on the other side of things, it's a dark day for a lot of Americans. Will Arnett, he tweeted, how do we explain this to future generations of women and minorities? # we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, there's some things, though. I think there's a lot of generalizations happening as far as – this is from CNN. This is from a CNN columnist. She works for Glamour magazine, for the New York Daily News. I mean, she is very, very far left. She said, what is sad is Democrats will no doubt blame Comey and call Republicans bigots instead of acknowledging their flawed candidate, Obamacare, unemployment, etc. And it is true. We were talking about this off air. Mm-hmm. Obamacare. Like,
I think
personally, I think
that was the nail in the
coffin.
Dude,
last week all of a sudden it's like the new 2017 model comes out, and our boy Buck posted on Facebook just a rundown for him.
Yeah.
Hey man, I want health insurance. I have to go through Obamacare. Okay, it's going to cost me personally $800 a month. Here's what it for his family. It was something outrageous, like $48,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. And that has gone up a lot because when I was
unreal.
When I was working for iHeart, and we had insurance, I ended up having to drop my insurance because I couldn't afford it because it was $750 a month I was paying.
Yeah.
And it was a $4,000 deductible for each family member. And that's insane. So you got to meet $4,000 before insurance will even take care of anything.
Because you got to say this. People are saying like, oh, man, what are we going to do for the women and future generations? Give it 4 years, as Teo said. We were talking about this off air as well, and I think we all agree on this. Give it 4 years when Michelle Obama decides she wants to run for president. Seriously, 8 years maybe? How long do you think it'll take? I don't necessarily think it was a generalization to women specifically. Like, oh, man, we just don't want to see a woman. I think people would have voted for the right woman.
I totally agree. I think they would have. A vote of no confidence in Hillary Clinton.
Right. It wasn't a condemnation on women in general. I think it was just specifically Hillary Clinton. And so that's why, when I read these things, I like when, people on, quote, the other side of the aisle, at least say, you know what? We need to acknowledge what was wrong. You know, the unemployment, it's unreal. Obamacare, oh my gosh, it's unimaginable how flawed it is. And so there were things that happened. Man.
You want to read that one, Teo?
No.
Okay.
Oof. Wait, which one? The top one?
I think so. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in.
Why not read them?
It's America. If you want to read it, go for it.
Is it being a woman and knowing what Trump said?
Yeah.
Okay. I worked at a big box warehouse store.
It's not that one.
Oh, okay. I've heard the same kind of talk. It's gross, yes. People should be told that it's wrong to say things like that. I know he's not the only one. I'm hoping he got a change of heart and doesn't say things like that anymore.
I think the way we explain it to our children is, yes, he said that. And yes, he got elected. And yes, he's the president. But we don't say that. And here's why. I think that's how I will explain it to Johnny Danger.
Yeah.
Is I will say, it doesn't matter who else said that. We don't treat women that way.
Right.
You don't. I don't.
Right.
We don't treat women that way.
And we truly shouldn't, because here's something we got on the live line that I will read. Something to think about. God's word says a husband is to lead the household. How could we expect a woman to lead the White House? I'm going to go ahead and apologize now, because apparently there are people out there that would say that it was because it was a woman and I spoke too soon. Stupid. Mm. Have you ever worked at a business where your boss is a female? Like, mm-hmm. What I mean? Like, I don't.
Well, this person obviously doesn't agree with that.
Right. And that's the,
look at my grandmother. My grandmother is in that same category. When Leslie and I got married, when she found out that Leslie was working, she flipped out because she believed, and it's that generation,
right,
believed that the wife was supposed to be at home and take care of the family, the kids and dinner and all the house needs. That's how she grew up.
Yeah. Yeah, I just keep thinking of Joshua, and we have this painting in our home, and it's something that I see it regularly. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and that is our first calling. We are called to serve Jesus, and so whatever side you woke up on this morning, that is seriously what we need to remember, because blanket statements on social media are just going to do more damage. Mm. They really are, and it's just going to cause a greater rift, a greater divide. The I told you so's, or on the flip side, how we could never understand someone's perspective. Sure. But we've got to come together. We've got to truly, truly love our neighbors. We have to truly take this moment and go, okay, man, here we go. This happens every 4 years, guys. We elect somebody into office and the world hasn't ended yet. What are we doing? What are we as a community, as Americans, doing to make our community a better place to be? Do you know your neighbors? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, how well do you know your neighbors even?
Yeah.
What are you doing to actually bring about, quote, change, or to make the community around you a better place?
Thanks.
Are you inspiring people?
Sorry, Steve-O.
No, that's okay. I mean, it is Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion. Yeah. Speaking of friends, let's go out to line one. Welcome to Steve-O and his friends, the Morning Invasion.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, it's Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, man. Hey, so I just wanted to just chime in real quick. It's crazy that people say stuff like, oh, minorities should be afraid. Women should be afraid. And when they say minorities, they really just mean black people and Muslims. They don't really, I mean, and illegal immigrants, is, if that's the blanket statement like you guys were talking about. But, you know, like in my house, I see it from all sides because my wife is black. Obviously, she's a woman, but she's not here illegal. So I see it, and she was in full support of Donald Trump. And for her, it came down to not her skin color, not her economic status, but her values. Mm-hmm. She looked at Clinton, she looked at Trump, and she even said, now keep in mind, these are her words, not mine. She said, I don't believe that a woman should be president. And that was her thought, and she gave me her reasons why, and that was her belief. But she said, I can't vote for Clinton because she's so for abortion up until late-term abortion, and I'm not okay with that. Mm. And she's like, and to me, when our friends who are of color, you know, because I'm Spanish, but our friends who are of color, and the ones who were for Trump because of the bigger issues, because of the Supreme Court decisions coming up.
We've got about 20 seconds, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, is there's such a liberal bias behind that. And I think we all need to put our skin color aside, our economic aside, and just be like, hey, we're believers or we're not. And and all American people need to stand together. And regardless of whether Clinton or Trump, Clinton won or now, you know.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, appreciate man. You, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
See you, man. 585 Live, you can text the show, or 338-3700. You can give us a call. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back on Steve-O's Morning Invasion with Friends.
No, we got it wrong. Okay, I'm going to need you to turn the music off.
Okay.
Okay, it's Steve-O and his friends.
This isn't going to be on the
Morning
podcast
Invasion.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's not.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, good morning, Starn.
Hi!
Welcome to the program. Today is the 314th day of the year.
Oh my gosh, we're almost out of year.
It's Christmas.
Yeah. In fact, 46 days until Christmas. 37 days to Star Wars Rogue One. 15 days until turkey time. Just getting that turkey nice and fat.
Turkey making it happen.
27 years ago on this day, in 1989, the Berlin Wall started to come down. East Germany opened its heavily guarded borders at 11:17 p.m. 8:05, good morning.
High today of 62 degrees.
It is crazy.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about traffic-wise. Our boy Daniel just got to work. 4 accidents on the way here. He lives on the west side. So let's do a quick recap of all of the accidents this morning, because there's a ton of them. The big one, the accident on Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson. The right lane is blocked. It's backed up all the way beyond Coors. So if you are taking Paseo East this morning during your commute, you are probably stuck. Do what we tell you to do. Roll your window down. Invite your neighbor in the car next to you to listen to 88.3. We'd always appreciate it, because we love making new friends.
Thank you.
Other accidents on the west side not showing up on my map, but we do have an accident at Ladera Drive and Unser Boulevard. Be mindful of that. And it looks like something's going on around Avenida Cesar Chavez and 25 northbound.
Hmm.
You guys be really careful this morning. Do not drive angry. It was a terrible, terrible Nicolas Cage movie, and you should not live your life by it. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101.
Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Oh, welcome. Kevin O'Connor going to be on the show. This guy can build.
Yeah, there you go.
He makes Bob the Builder look
My kids love Bob the Builder.
No, Kevin O'Connor is the real deal.
Dude, Bob the Builder can fix anything.
Kevin O'Connor is in the show on PBS called This Old House. It's a beautiful show.
I have a great question. It was inspired by our friend Bill Peterson. I can't wait to ask him.
Can't wait.
Especially with all the shenanigans going on in my neighborhood right now. Shout out to the hooligans, not the baseball organization that I love, but the dumb children who decided to go break in windows last night and smashed my rear window of my Subaru. Mm-hmm. This one's for you, buddy.
This one's for you.
This one's for you.
Kevin O'Connor, 8:30. Maybe you have a question.
Yeah.
About building a wall in your backyard. You can ask Kevin O'Connor. Here he is.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, am I in my place?
No, you
and
are.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
The new guy.
Yeah.
You're late.
Oh.
I suggest you head right up the stairs to the loft.
Hello, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Oh, well, Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Where's Kevin. Bob Vila?
He's dead.
Yeah. Is he?
I don't know.
No, he's like, not I don't dead. Think he's dead,
I had
man.
No idea. I just assumed that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. That's not funny.
Can't
Why am I laughing?
You said that.
I'm not, it's not you? Funny.
Gosh, Trump's America. You're already doing it.
Trump's wow. America. Sorry.
Wow.
Did you remember what you wanted to talk about? Because if not, I have a letter. You still don't remember.
Was I really wanting to talk about something? I mean, we woke up to some crazy things. We got a
Did you remember he said he had something big he wanted to talk about?
I thought I talked about it. Wasn't it the fact that some jerk smashed out my window?
No,
that's
it wasn't
not
that.
Screen. Oh, sorry.
Wasn't that at all.
Was it about Winter Jam last night? No, it wasn't my fault, and I totally just
about,
said hi to
about,
Russ. And, it was your fault.
The election. It was about Trump.
Was it?
Ah, never mind. I won't bring it up again.
No, what was
you
it?
You said, you know what? I want to talk about this after the break.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. What? Yes. We can move on. We can come back to it at some point. Just some of the tactics I saw last night were really confounding to me. And I was watching. I was a little disappointed in local news coverage last night because I saw a story that was like, dude, this is literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
I wish I could find it. I kind of glanced at KOB's.
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
And we don't know who it was.
Okay, that's
not
true.
Not gonna say who it was. We're not sure. Could be anybody.
BKRQE.
You said it was KOB, right?
KOAT.
Earlier? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Forgot this was on.
Could have been KOB.
Could have been any of them. No, it was just interesting. Obviously, last night as it's coming in and people are still going, oh, man, one way or the other, how's it going to go? Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Hillary? We don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And it's going back and forth. Now we're going to take you live to the, you know, Hillary headquarters in, you know, the South Valley.
Pew, pew, pew.
I saw this thing last night here, and it was this little girl who was a teenager. And it was like, tell me why you're afraid of Donald Trump. Like, this is how it starts. It's like, tell me why Hillary needs to win, you know? And it's this girl, and she was talking about the fact that she was, like, living with her grandmother because her parents aren't legally allowed to be here. They're in Mexico. And how she just doesn't know if she'll ever see her parents again if Trump is elected president because, like, and then it starts talking about the fact that, like, this family is here illegally. And I'm like, you are showing an illegal immigrant on your station to try and what? Like, rally support for Hillary? Or, like, what do you think is going to happen?
Mm.
We're talking about illegal aliens here. Not like, hey, my family migrated here legally, you know, X amount of generations ago, and I'm fearful because of my skin color, da da da. It's like, no, hi, we're a family, totally breaking the law. My parents are still stuck in Mexico. Don't know if I'll ever see them again. And it was just some of the things I saw last night were crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. And so the live line obviously is blowing up. But I hope and pray, like, we don't. If you're one of those tacticians on your Facebook, you love to use social media to, like, prove points or whatever, shut up.
I think a lot of people just like to stir up controversy. They like they like to post things,
but without thinking
reaction.
About the consequences to it.
I think a lot of people don't care. They just want to stir up a reaction.
Yeah.
And with that, the live line says 4 more days till UFC 205.
Yep.
Go Cowboy.
Watch. We can't watch that.
Cerrone's fighting. And I'm really sad because Connor's my jam. He's my favorite fighter. He's of Irish descent. I hope he can get in to New York. Because I heard that they're not letting people in. That's what I heard on Facebook. That's what I heard on Facebook.
Come on now.
And KOB. What?
You know what? I'm going to hold on to this letter until 9 o'clock.
You got a letter?
I just decided.
Somebody just turned on a limelight and said, whoa, did Steve-O's window get smashed? I'm sorry, I haven't heard enough about it.
Did you want to tell people about your window? Yeah.
Guys, my Subaru rear window was smashed in last night because it's red for Republicans.
Love
and we're
you.
A blue state. That must be it. Uh-huh. It couldn't be that there was just some dumb 16-year-olds cruising around on a school night being like, well, this is easy. I'm a dumb and don't have parents. Party horn!
I got a question for both of you.
Yeah, man.
Are you already on a diet so you can eat everything inside at Christmas time?
Whoa.
No. I've never even thought about that.
Well, the average person eats 14 million calories between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day.
What?
Okay, that could be made up.
What?
But it doesn't seem that far off. According to a new survey, 1 out of 3 people are already dieting to prepare for the holidays.
How is that possible?
Well, it's kind of a genius plan. Slim down a little for Christmas photos, then you eat everything in sight and shoot right past what you weigh right now.
Mm.
That's January's problem, so who cares? The survey also found that unhealthy food that we're looking the most forward to having during Christmas is...
ham.
No.
Cranberry sauce.
Alcohol.
Oh.
There's no better way to get through the holidays...
Are you serious?
...than good old fire water. Straight up, that's the number one food, the number one unhealthy food that people are looking the most forward to during Christmas time. Alcohol. One more note, a different survey found only 11% of people don't indulge at all during the holidays, and the rest of us will put down an average of 619 extra calories every day between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Hmm.
Wow.
All right.
That's for real.
Yeah, it's true. That's one of my favorite parts about the holidays.
All that
the food. It's the leftovers and the turkey sandwiches with cranberry sauce and gravy drizzled over it.
Okay,
maybe
calm down.
Some mayonnaise.
You're sweating. Okay, stop it. Donald Trump was caught peeking at his wife Melania's ballot as they voted side by side. And his son Eric posted a picture of his finished ballot, which is against the law. But who cares? Peter Mayhew plays Chewbacca in the Star Wars movies, and he released behind-the-scenes video from Empire Strikes Back, where he's speaking with Han Solo in English. Obviously, they later dubbed his dialogue over with Chewbacca's grunts and growls. We have a clip.
What? Where the hell are you been? Where have you been?
All right, don't lose your temper. I'll come right back and give you a hand.
Where you going?
To make my report.
Tell him we're leaving, then.
All right, I'll tell him.
You guys ever realize that?
No.
That Peter Mayhew actually
spoke? That is weird.
Right?
Why would you ruin my childhood?
It's ruined.
You jerk.
Star Wars is no longer your favorite.
What? Oh, that's such a great scene.
Guys, ABC is developing a spinoff of the Goldbergs! Which would star Brian Callen, who plays gym teacher Rick Meller on the original show. Spinoff will be set a decade later in the 90s.
I can't wait!
He's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he's great.
What's going on? I love it.
You know who else is really popular right now?
Donald Trump.
The Golden Girls.
Oh, what?
They were just on an episode of Teen Titans Go.
The Golden Girls?
The Golden Girls.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I know, but Cyborg got a hold of the Green Lantern ring, and it's like, you can construct anything in the universe. And he constructed the Golden Girls.
Greatest show of all time, by the way. Thank you, Teen Titans Go. I love you.
Not the greatest show.
It's hilarious!
It's time for Random Facts for Wednesday.
And now, it's time for...
Oh!
Random
Facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Almost all of the wasabi we eat in the US and A is actually a mixture of horseradish, mustard, starch, and food coloring. Real wasabi is usually too expensive to import. You're not getting the real thing.
That's crazy. Does it taste like the real thing? Does it taste like it?
Abraham Lincoln had a Confederate $5 bill on him when he was assassinated. Apparently, he'd picked it up as a souvenir for when he'd gone to Virginia earlier that month. The Pentagon has twice as many bathrooms as it needs because it was built during segregation. So they put in separate bathrooms for black and white employees.
Oh, wow.
Harry Carey spent more time broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals than he did the Chicago Cubs. He was with the Cardinals for 25 years and only with the Cubs for 16.
Wow.
Those are my random facts.
Steve-O?
Hi!
Yeah.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random facts.
Did you guys know in the year 2000?
In the year 2000!
I seriously paused because I knew in my soul you were going to do that.
This has been today's edition of...
That was a great fact, Steve-O.
Random facts.
Fox aired an episode of The Simpsons entitled Bart to the Future. And it totally had... the one, the only, Donald Trump as president.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I do remember that.
In the year 2000. When
that was that you said 2000?
Yeah. All the way back in 2000, Fox aired an episode called Bart to the Future. Bart was shown a grim version of his life in his 30s, which would be, I don't know, now-ish? Yeah. For the sister Lisa, however, the future looked bright. She'd risen to the chief executive of the United States, America's first female president. Lisa was occupying an Oval Office recently vacated by former President Donald Trump. How crazy is this? What if he's our president and then Lisa Simpson is our next president? I guess I'd vote for Lisa. She was always really smart. She always did the right thing.
Super sweet.
She played a mean saxophone. Here's what's not good. The episode paints a dismal picture about the effects of a Trump presidency on America. She inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump. Her advisors inform her that Trump's initiatives created a generation of ultra-strong super criminals. In fact, the country is in such dire straits it's borrowed from every country in the world.
Is this real life?
Dan Greeny, he penned that episode. He penned it as a warning to America. But now that Trump has officially become the 45th president-elect, we're fully out of the warning territory. Let us pray the Simpsons are not as prophetic as we think.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4! Random facts.
Hang on, I'm looking up the plot of Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, dude.
So I can descend into the darkest timeline and see what's going to happen next. Yep, there he is.
Right. By the way, people are chiming in on the party horn, and it is our just biggest hit
good
of the morning.
Oh, man, they got the crowd going like crazy at Winter Jam.
Somebody, my friend Dan just chimed in and said, please, for the love, tell me how to do the party horn so I can blast that thing during church staff meetings.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to let you know about an accident that just saw.
Tell us about it.
Was she being prophetic?
Are
was
you there?
Did that really just happen?
Hello.
Okay, hang up. That's creepy. Hang up.
I hope she's okay.
Looking at the map, no new accidents are popping up, but there is a major accident again. Oh, I bet it's something on Alameda. Alameda's starting to get really, really clogged up. It's looking like a youth worker's toilet after a disciple now completely clogged up. Sam Swan knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, Liveline is helping me out right now. They're setting up a suspect list for my broken window case. First suspect, the guy I hung up on yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, remember? He was trying to make a point and I hung up on him.
You hung up so fast on that guy. You hated him.
Second suspect, Bob Vila. Heard he was in town.
He is?
I don't know. No idea why. Might be a good idea. Third suspect, younger me, Again, no idea why, but I look great with hair. Final suspect, your former neighbor, Fred Durst.
Oh, snap.
Mm.
Dude, he even wrote a song about it. Maybe it was one of those days he just wanted to break stuff.
Yeah.
And he chose my windshield because it reminded him of his backwards hat because they're both red.
hit my intro.
Fred Durst broke my rear window.
Give me something to break.
And we did. I parked it outside.
A hiker in Tennessee saw a rattlesnake on Sunday, and he cut off its head so it wouldn't bite anybody. Then he went to pick it up so he could show his kids, and he got bitten by the severed head.
The severed head bit him, guys.
Showed up at a hospital in critical condition. He survived. We have a clip.
Picked up a boat oar from the edge of the water down there.
Yeah.
I had that in my hands.
Beautiful.
So I severed the head of the snake. When I reached to get the body, the severed head turned and struck me. Mm. In the first few seconds, all I felt was just the puncture of the teeth. I took about two steps and felt the pain, the burning pain, shoot up my hand and up my arm.
That's terrifying, man.
Yeah.
That is...
It is common knowledge that you do not, if you cut a snake's head off, you do not go anywhere near it because that thing is from hell and trying to kill you.
That's true.
And it don't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Don't stop.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hi, it's me. I was calling about the accident earlier.
Are you okay?
We thought you might have gotten into a wreck.
All right. But, no, it's at Coors going to I-25 South. It's in the right lane, and it's got people really backed up. It looks like it just happened.
Thank you so much for
Coors going
to
I-25 South?
Yeah, right at the right at the junction between if you're going to go I-25 or I-40.
Oh, okay.
Right there, right there when you're just getting on I-25 from Coors, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really bad accident, blocking off like two lanes.
It doesn't show anything yet, but
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling that
in. Yeah, I just passed it.
This one's for you. Love ya.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. Traffic lights on Alameda are not working. Just saw a semi with a huge cloud of smoke heading east on I-40 at 6th Street. It wasn't stopping. That sounds scary. And then that lady said, Coors where it meets I-25? Steve, where does Coors meet I-25?
Robert, I talked to you yesterday.
What's that?
This is Robert. I talked to you the other day, but I just wanted to chime in on the whole Donald Trump thing, man.
Yeah, man.
I think everyone's saying that they're going back to Mexico because Donald Trump is president now. Ain't nobody going nowhere.
Yeah, they're all talking.
And I would say, one of you guys sound like Joe Dirt. Which one is it?
Sound like what?
Joe Dirt. That's me, man. Welcome to the opposite Trump America reaction that you were expecting.
That's fine. That's me, man. What's up? Life's a garden. Dig it, bro.
Cool. I listen to you guys all the time.
Make it work for you.
I talked to you the other day, and I was telling you about that I made the comment about, hey, dude, I did my, there's a ball on the plane, remember? And I go, hey, it was a white guy did his taxes on the plane. Remember?
I totally remember.
I did my taxes, don't get on the plane.
Mm-hmm. I totally remember.
Let me ask you this. That? Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green?
All right. Well, God bless you.
Love you, buddy.
Bye-bye. I was just quoting Joe Dirt a lot.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi. There's like a giant fire on Alameda and and I think that's why the lights are out.
There's
maybe
a giant fire.
Man, there's fires. There's wrecks. This is
happening.
Crazy.
It's happening.
And you just sirens, cars, fire trucks going by. So wow. Lights on.
How are you doing? You okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay with the outcome of the election. I voted my party, so not necessarily.
You said you had a party?
Yeah. Woo! So, I'm okay with it. God's in control of everything,
God's
no matter
in control.
What. So.
You're absolutely right.
God is in control.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Mm.
We believe that his children will not be forsaken.
We're waiting on 8:30. Kevin O'Connor's supposed to call to talk about building walls and stuff. He's from This Old House on PBS, and he's the host. Mm-hmm. It's like an HGTV show where you have a group of guys, you have a host, and they go into a home and they remodel it, and that's pretty much what this show is. But just I would say not as cool version.
Oh, you're good. Cool. We're going to have to talk to them. Hopefully they can help with cars. Somebody just chimed in and said that they're going to need me to say Rear Window 5 times fast as I can.
Do it.
But here's something real. We just had that person chiming in talking about a fire. Mm-hmm. Someone said they saw a huge cloud of smoke heading east on I-40 at 6th Street. Wasn't stopping. And someone else just chimed in and said, Steve, I'll just let you know, I've seen 3 broken windows in my neighborhood this morning.
Come on.
Wow.
So it wasn't just my car.
Ugh. Ask them what neighborhood they live in.
We are a blue state. I have a red car. I wonder if all the other cars
That's
are
what
red.
It was.
That or it was a Kings fan because I have an Anaheim Ducks sticker on the back of my car.
I just want to see if it's isolated in one area. Man, my nose is so stuffy.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Somebody just chimed in and said, the suspect is an illegal immigrant since you just bashed them. What? To which I reply, I have not bashed anybody, but I will say I am a fan of, like, I don't know, not breaking the law, like smashing in rear windows. So I guess if that's bashing people, then cool, man.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
It's your show, man.
It's time for Steve-O and his friends in the Morning Invasion.
Thanks, man.
Hey,
thanks,
will you answer the phone, producer?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, wait, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Great, good. Man. It's a weird day.
Yeah, true that. Hey, so I-25 South kind of backed up right before Comanche, or right after Comanche, actually.
Okay.
There's a smoking semi. So just a word of warning to all the drivers out there.
It's crazy out there.
We appreciate you, bud. Thank you
for
calling.
We've never gotten this many phone calls from the Starmy about wrecks and fires.
Everybody's focusing on helping each other today.
Armageddon out there.
That accident at Coors Boulevard South and I-40, which is what I think that lady was trying. I think she was trying to say Coors and 40, not Coors and 25, is popping up on the map now. Also, lots of congestion on Alameda. Do not forget, Paseo is a mess. And then, like he just said, what did he say, 25 and Comanche?
Yeah.
There's a smoking semi on the side of the road. Probably smoking a heater. Probably not. That's your look at traffic.
All right, we'll wait here for Kevin. Just jump back into some headlines while we wait.
It's going to be fun, guys.
Steve-O, you got to reply as to where that guy lived.
Yep. West Side. Surprise!
Your neighborhood.
What is going on? Let's write a song about it.
Okay.
Heck, you could live in the Northeast Heights. You won't be able to feed your kids, Steve-O.
Am I going to feed my kids?
Well, with all the alleged tax breaks that we're going to get in the new year, maybe I'll be able to afford it.
Let's go to Kevin.
Like, I don't know, affording to fix my car.
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Hey. I was going to ask, are you guys familiar, but have you heard anything about that mannequin challenge where everyone's like standing still and even the president did it? I mean, that mannequin challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm doing
it
right now.
It's pretty crazy. Have you guys got into it yet or no?
You want us to do one today?
We'll do it right now.
Yeah, you should put it online, man. That'd be cool.
We'll do it because everybody else is doing it. We might as well.
And then what's your name? Can act like Joe Dirt. Go speaking to the mic. 1-2, 1-2.
Hey, my name, just so we remember, is Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon.
That's it.
Hey, Jeff Gordon has a beautiful wife. She's a supermodel.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I also race cars.
Yeah, he also races cars, but I was going to tell you, that mannequin challenge, you guys should do that, man. That'd be cool.
All right. Thanks, man. Random phone calls this morning.
No, he's our best friend.
He's our best friend.
Man, we got a heated email.
I just want headlines.
Anonymous. First off, I'm not a Trump fan. I do not endorse the things he has said, nor do I believe him 100%. But I did vote for him. Why? The hypocrisy of the left. Hillary lied. She cheated and deceived her way into the race. But what gets me more is that Hollywood being upset with what he has done. Most of these actors have made movies that have degraded women. Musicians have made their millions off of albums that call women the B word. And I assume about 90% of these men have said similar things behind closed doors. I've worked on movies, and if you want locker room talk, hang with them after a day is wrapped. I've seen grown married men hitting on 19-year-olds and older men playing with girls. That's what chaps my hide. I can go on and on about the hypocrisy of this, but I will stop. Okay.
All right.
Tell us how you really feel, hey! Anonymous.
Yeah, man.
Goodness.
Woo! Get in there and do the work.
Well, we're sharing our feelings this morning. It's It's all right.
We're letting it ride.
Yeah, people are. Hey, and that's what makes this country so awesome, is that we can share our opinions and hopefully just have a nice, fun conversation.
Kudos to everyone chiming in on our Facebook post. You are being very civil and very clean,
yep.
Except for Bill Peterson, who put up a very offensive picture of ice cream.
Stop it.
Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Oh, hey, Carl.
What it came from and why it was there, but in our imagination, yeah. You know, that was a
Carl,
British
we need to talk
shock.
To you. We have a name change.
I know, Carl, we want to talk to you, Carl.
Said, hang on. Give
the
him
show has a new name, Carl.
That's because they're behind or a couple minutes behind, so they're probably just trying to catch back up. We can make it a shorter one.
Sure, history abounds up in there when you're digging into those houses.
Is Carl doing the interview?
Oh, I guess Carl's
Kevin, it's been great talking to you. What a pleasure. Thank you so much, and good luck with this old house continuing for another however many years you want to do it, and Ask This Old House, which I think is another cool show. So thanks again for the conversation today.
Very cool.
Thank you, Carl. The pleasure was mine.
All right, we're moving on now to three of my favorite interviewers of all time. Steve-O and Teo in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What a way to end the morning.
Beautiful,
right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
How's it going?
Kevin?
Hey, guys. Hey, Kevin.
Dude, we are fantastic. Just waking up on a new day. Nothing really to talk about on this just normal Wednesday.
So normal.
You know? Just this old America.
Guys, right?
Am I right?
How are you feeling this morning? You feel good about today? You feeling a little worried?
Hopeful, optimistic? Are you moving? Are you going to build a house in Canada?
I'm feeling a little tired. I came back from Detroit last night. We were on a flight that landed at 10 o'clock in the evening, working all day on a house out there. I stayed up all night to watch the whole thing, and then I got up 4 hours later to move on. I am a eternal optimist.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that, Kevin.
My way. So I am optimistic, and I also love the fact that where I work and what we do is sort of a political free zone.
There you go.
We take sawdust, we fix old houses, and it's a nice place for us to get away from what was a otherwise brutal season.
Yeah, dude, we hear you. We are down here in New Mexico, so we are very close and good friends with the old Mexico as well. They're right there. Which brings me to a random question that has nothing to do with that. A listener chimed in. They said they have a swimming pool in their backyard, and their neighbors are always jumping over without asking if they can use the swimming pool, and wanted to know if you had any ideas on the cost of building a wall and convincing the neighbor to chip in and help them make sure that wall is tall and sturdy.
What I would do if it was my swimming pool, when I took the kids out of it, I would just take an extension cord and leave it in the water.
Kevin!
You can't do that!
Is this Kevin McAllister grown up?
For one swim, and then you'd have the problem completely solved.
Okay, Kevin.
You all yourself.
You're on a family channel!
You know what? I'm diving in. What have you done with Bob Vila? That's what the world wants to know. What have you done?
That was the next question. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
What was the name again? Bob who?
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Can we see how it is?
Oh, man, amazing. Right. Dude, we are really stoked to talk to you, honestly. We are homeowners here, and I'm a terrible handyman, and so I have to thank you, first of all, because pretty much everything I have done has come because of watching amazing people like you kind of showcase how to actually do stuff. So thank you for all that you are doing. If you could do an episode where you build like a balcony area, my wife would love that. What else does she want?
Don't listen to him, Kevin.
Trying to get a trellis going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she wants honeysuckle over in a certain area because we're trying to block our neighbors again with the swimming pool. I mean, not us, our friends. Uh-huh. Our friends, of course.
Right. Grief alive. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you.
A balcony. How big is the house? How tall is the house? What is it? Is this a tower you've got going?
It seems like some would call it a tower.
He built a tower and he keeps his wife up there. And okay. Sometimes I want to report him, but I'm not sure what to do. Hey, Kevin.
Right, we want to thank you because people who are not handy and want stuff done with their house is what kept us in business
the 32nd. Well,
if you'd like to come to Albuquerque, I happen to know a house that could use some serious help, because he bought it on the west side because he's young and he's got three kids, and he was like, this is cheap. And then he got in there and it was like, money pit. So I know a dude. His name rhymes with Steve-O, and he's me, actually. It's me. Oh. So I don't just, you know.
Autobiography.
Just need some help.
You need so much help.
I really do. Gosh.
If we run out of old houses that are falling apart, we'll be sure to let you know. Okay. We got a list.
Yes.
Kevin, I have a real question. It looks like your background, you're mostly in banking. What made you switch to doing home repair on a TV show?
No figure, right?
Right.
Simple answer is that they asked me, and I grew up watching the show as a huge fan, and I was like, I'll do that, absolutely. So... I like a lot of people, I like mucking around in my garage, making stuff, and when my wife and I first got married, we didn't have any money either, so the house that we bought is nearly unlivable, no working kitchen or bathroom, the fixer-upper, but we were like, perfect, you know, we're going to do this nights and weekends. And, boy, that didn't take long before we were like, what the heck did we just do? We wrote a letter to this old house, because I grew up watching it. I was like, oh my God, these guys are awesome, they know everything about old houses, so we wrote them. Had no idea that they were filming the first season of Ask This Old House, which is where the guys go and ring doorbells and help knuckleheads like me who are getting over their heads. But that letter looking for information brought them out to the house, and we filmed a little segment. Tom Silver, a general contractor, a painting contractor at the time, was there as well. Filmed the segment. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Took a picture, cracked a beer. And then a month later, they called me up and they said, hey, kid, you want to be on the show? You want to host the show? And I was like, why not? I'm young. What could go wrong? I thought it was going to last 2 years. 14 years later, here I am.
Dude, wow. That's awesome.
That's phenomenal. Seriously.
That's a great story.
That's right. Awesome.
Love that.
Always right cool. Place at the right time.
When you guys ask the old houses questions, do ghosts reply, or is it a person?
It starts with a ghost.
Knew it.
And if it tells us it's interesting, a person gets involved.
Yes.
There you go. There it is.
We like that. See? No coincidence on anything. Go ahead, Dex.
I'm sure, Kevin, you guys probably, fixing these old homes, probably stumble upon some pretty rare items, treasures. Have you guys found anything, you know, in the walls while you were doing construction?
The truth of the matter is that everyone always takes the treasure with them and leaves all of the crap behind. It's the first thing they take when they leave the house, the treasure. So the stuff we find, they're treasures in our eyes, but they typically are the old stuff. We find remnants of heating systems that are no longer in operation. You know, we'll go into houses that have got old coal burners and they've got a little knob to turn. We used to light the open flame for lighting. We found some very cool stuff. I can remember we were working on a farmhouse, and it was in a town that was a mile from Old North Bridge, right? So Lexington and Concord, Revolutionary War, that famous place where the shots were fired.
Yeah.
We're about a mile from there, and as we're stripping off the sheathing of this big barn, you get down to the timber frame. In one of those corner posts is lodged this little 2-pound cannonball shot right into the side of the house.
Wow.
You knew it was old. You couldn't say exactly, you know, what date it was from, but in our mind, like, that was something the British shot at the Minutemen as they went past this house.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is totally cool. Yeah, it was very cool. So we find stuff like that from time to time. But the treasure, the gold, the million-dollar paintings that are left in the attic.
Right.
Yet.
Man, that's too bad because gold went through the roof at like 2 a.m. this morning. I don't exactly know what's going on, but I hear it's going up.
We're a little uninformed.
I love this country.
Stop.
Well, Kevin O'Connor.
We're out of time already.
Out of time.
Kevin, thank you for your time, man. You
this
are amazing.
Old house, PBS.
My pleasure, guys. Oh, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Right on, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
All right.
Kevin. He's a nice guy.
I would like to thank the one, the only Bill Peterson for the inspiration of that swimming pool question.
No, come on.
Because it just, I wouldn't have thought of that without him. So, and because of that, I didn't knock the fact that Kevin was just in Detroit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta take a break. I need some water.
Okay.
My throat feels like a desert.
Looks like one, too.
Okay. Passion through the snow.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The 2016 election.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have come to terms on a custody agreement that gives the actress sole custody of their six kids. She filed for divorce 2 months ago.
Prince Harry is upset, making it quite clear social media that's come down on his American girlfriend, Meghan Markle.
In Azusa, California, someone started shooting in a residential area.
Oil cartel OPEC appears to be cutting its forecast for global consumption over the next several decades.
Two people have been arrested in New Jersey, charged with stuffing material into toll baskets on an expressway, then going back to take the money. Police say they have surveillance video to help them make their case.
In Charleston, South Carolina, the judge has ordered a mental competency hearing for Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing nine people at a black church there. A jury selection postponed until that is done.
Something else has crashed. The Canadian immigration website. This is not like some joke. It actually is crashed from apparently people's interest there.
Yeah.
Go.
Good morning. Welcome to the program, everybody. Apologize for sounding kind of under the weather because I am.
He's so under the weather.
Just can't seem to kick this sickness.
Yeah.
8:47, good morning.
Oh, let's see. We got a high today of... Steve-O said it's 63, according to the Weather Channel. Let's take a look at the roads. There's a semi-fire off to the right, I-25 north at Montgomery. We've also got an accident. Two left lanes are blocked, I-25 south at Jefferson. A lot of congestion on 25 southbound. Let's see, on Alameda, traffic lights are not working. Caution, Alameda at Rio Grande. We've got another accident to report, a serious accident. Cops are turning people around, Coors Boulevard south at I-40. You will not be proceeding around that accident because cops are turning people around. Again, that's Coors at I-40. Also, out on the east side, we've got Copper at Tramway Boulevard, another accident. And those are the only ones popping up on my map. Guys, be really careful this morning. It's crazy out there. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Guys, Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States.
He is the president-elect.
He won Florida. He won North Carolina.
He won Pennsylvania.
Ohio.
Wisconsin.
I mean, he won states that we didn't think he was going to win. And, yeah, I'm sure, have you seen any other states come forward as far as?
I don't know. I'm looking at it. Hillary Clinton's about to deliver remarks shortly.
So, yeah, it was at 8:30, right? So she hasn't done it yet?
I don't think it's happened yet.
Okay. I kind of want to go live to that if we can.
I don't have the CNN Go thing on this computer.
Oh,
so I don't know if we can.
There's got to be a way to get on there.
There's got to be a way.
Oh, fuck. Go to Fox News. Why are you on CNN, bro?
I'm going everywhere, bro dog.
Why aren't you on Fox News? They're the most fair and balanced.
Yeah, they are.
And they never lie.
I know. Whoa, did you see the sky just turn green outside? That's crazy.
All right. Let's see.
I'm trying to launch their live player, the Fox News one. Let's see what it says. There's a spinny thing. There's just a picture.
Well,
live event. Please stand by.
All right. Okay. We'll stand by and we'll go live to Hillary Clinton.
But
let's play just a couple little clips of Donald Trump last night because, he actually, I think, shocked a lot of people.
Yeah.
About what he said about Hillary Clinton.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us. on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
People are like, do I boo? Do I clap?
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
So I think that shocked a lot of people.
It reminds me, honestly, and I this is the only way I can bring up an analogy, if you will. My immediate thoughts are like UFC fights. Before fights, you've got fighters that are like, I'm going to murder this guy. He's going to wish he was never born. I'm going to knock him out in the first round, and it's going to be blah. And they're like at each other's throat, like, I'm going to kill this guy. And then they fight, and at the end, they're like hugging, and they're like, this dude's a class act. He's a champion. He's took a lot of guts getting in the ring and blah, blah, blah. And it was just really odd because that's not what I was expecting, because sometimes you do have those fighters who are like, yeah, bro, I knew all the way, bro.
So, what do you think when Hillary gives her speech?
We're still waiting. She was supposed to do this 20 minutes ago.
Do you think she's going to give a lot of praise to Donald Trump? Do you think?
I don't know.
I think if it were a little more contentious in states, like if it were closer. I really thought it was going to be like,
it was not.
We're going to go to a recount.
I did too. I said my prediction is we wouldn't know until Friday.
Yeah.
That was my prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought it was going to go into turmoil.
Oh, my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were all saying that. That did not happen. I do think she's going to, I mean, she already conceded. I think she's, yeah.
It's crazy, man. We've really opened up the show for you this morning. I'm sure you're going. Some of you are going through it. You're feeling like this is the end of our country. Well, come on.
No.
Come on. Some of you out there are actually very encouraged and very excited for the future.
Yeah.
What do you think, Starmie? How are you feeling? 585 Live. You can text the show. You can call us at 338-3700.
Our boy Joe Hawk from Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Love him.
He posted a thing from Thomas Jefferson that said, I never considered a difference of opinion in politics and religion and philosophy as a cause for withdrawing from a friend. And I think that's fantastic. Because it's true, man. We've seen so much division over the course of the last days, weeks, months. But I'll be there for you.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there for you.
I mean, I said days, weeks, but, and then I started thinking, and the song just kind of came to me. Mm-hmm.
No, we get it. We know your thoughts.
And it hasn't been your day, your month, or even your year. Maybe you woke up this morning and found out that Trump was president, and before you could even process that, you walked outside, and your rear window was blasted out of your red Subaru because it's red.
Yeah, sure.
There are no Trump stickers on there. There was an Anaheim Ducks sticker, so maybe you hate hockey.
Stop. I know exactly what it was like for every single person that woke up this morning.
What was that?
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Oh, that was the weirdest dream. Ooh, I gotta turn on the TV.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Calm down, everybody.
That was not how everybody woke
up. Calm down. It was a joke.
No. Liveline just chimed in, though, and they said, hey, as a reminder, don't forget to set your clocks back 40 years tonight. That was really good.
That's the text of the morning.
That was good. That was really good. Regardless of where you fall.
What do we give them?
That was pretty funny.
Winter Jam tickets.
Yeah, man. We still have Winter Jam tickets. Since we're setting the clock back 40 years, you'll have plenty of time to prepare.
You'll get to go to every one of them.
To see my son just knock it out of the park with new song.
Oh, beautiful.
Did I mention my son sang last night with new song?
Yeah, I heard something about a window getting broken out, but I...
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Oh, my rear window of my Subaru is broken out.
Did it really?
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
That's okay. You know, I mean, with all of that ministry money we have.
Hold on a second, Steve. He won't stop talking about it. He just has been talking about it.
Did you cut his mic?
All morning. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Sorry, Steve-O?
Uh-huh. Sorry, guys.
Steve-O, tell everybody about your new morning show.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of things happened yesterday. Trump became president. My son sang with New Song. Mm-hmm. In the wee hours, somebody broke my rear window out.
Oh, really?
But the most important thing that happened was Russ from New Song, as he presented us on stage for Winter Jam, announced the new show.
It's time for Steve-O and his friends in the Morning Invasion.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you. That was Russ.
Yeah. That's exactly how it went. Hey, I corrected it on stage, and then, of course, he came back with a joke and said, the only reason I said it like that is because you slipped me that money before we went on stage.
Nobody heard that.
Yeah, I saw you slip him some money.
I thought everybody heard that.
Nobody
well, of course,
heard
I slipped
that.
Him some money, but I mean, I thought everybody heard that.
We got about 30 seconds, so make it quick.
Get in there.
Hey, Steve-O, I'm sorry about the Super Bowl,
thanks, man.
All right, goodbye.
No! No, they're sorry.
No, I'm sorry, dude. Just me and my cousin went to the rich neighborhoods and started beating up red cars.
The rich, you were not in my neighborhood, homie. Yeah. Trust me, the rich neighborhood. SK rich neighborhood over here, bro.
Orale, orale. I'll talk to you later, though. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Pull Boy does a terrible.
He does.
Terrible.
He's whiter than me.
He's really not, actually.
Yeah,
he's like me. Like, we can bring it out because my first language is Spanish. My mom, full Hispanic. So I can, like, bring it out, but I also look like the whitest dude on the planet, so.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for that one. It's really helpful here in the great state of New Mexico.
Well, Hillary Clinton's about 30 minutes late on her speech. Man, I want to go live.
This is
so
interesting because she is. She's already bumped it back once, but she.
Yeah.
She, it's.
Gosh.
Everybody's still waiting. Everybody's in the lobby out there. I walked out there.
Everybody's
just waiting by the TV because it's like
we can,
any minute now.
We'll try to jump on live when the speech comes on for some of you if you're driving because we really want to.
I'm curious, man.
Right,
I'm curious.
We'll be right back. Hang out with us. Good morning, Starman.
Yo, dog.
So we decided we're going to just jump back on as soon as we possibly can because it looks like they're about ready to get started.
They've been saying that for 2 hours.
Well, yeah, but they didn't show video at all. Now
the video just boom.
Yeah, so
we got
it looks
the podium.
Like things might happen.
Awaiting for those just joining us. Yes, it's true. Donald Trump somehow, like not just won, like man, he won.
Yep.
It was huge.
He
won bigly, bro.
He did. He sure did.
So we're waiting for Hillary Clinton to take the podium to give her
her election defeat speech. Because right now she's about 30 minutes late. She didn't address anyone last night. In fact, she left and they closed shop. That was it. So I'm curious. I think everybody's curious to see how she's going to respond to the loss. So. As soon as, someone's coming up now. Let's see what they have to say. Beautiful. She's just staring. Wait.
That's not her, dude.
That's not Hillary Clinton?
Just, no, dude.
Of course I know. But she's about ready to talk.
What if Kate McKinnon takes a stage? Because that looks like Vanessa Bayer from SNL. What if like, she's like, I'm not doing this. You know what? I want Amy Poehler and I want Kate McKinnon to get out there and they're going to tag team my speech.
All right. This lady's texting up there. What is she doing? Do they need somebody to stand there just to... Oh. Okay. She's doing the white sheet thing. She's... She's getting the camera.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, she's what?
Yeah.
She's doing the white thing.
We do that.
Whoa,
our
dude.
YouTube shoot.
Whoa. Yeah. What is that called?
I don't know. It's the
they
white
do
sheet
the,
thing.
Like, hey, man, we need to, yeah.
Yeah, we need to focus the camera or something on a white piece of paper. She's that lady. All right. So, yeah, back to, we'll go live as soon as Hillary Clinton takes the stage. But yesterday... California, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine legalized recreational marijuana. And Florida and North Dakota legalized medical marijuana. Arizona was the only state to vote down marijuana. The people there voted no on a ballot measure to legalize recreational marijuana. A 34-year-old woman named Aheen Omar won her House of Representatives race in Minnesota yesterday, making her the first Somali-American member of Congress ever. She escaped from the Somali Civil War when she was 8. What else? Hundreds of people showed up at Susan B. Anthony's grave in New York yesterday and put their I voted stickers on her tombstone. She fought to give women the right to vote and got arrested in 1872 for trying to vote in New York. Those are some of the things going on as far as the election. Canada's immigration site crashed. So many people were jumping on that it crashed the website. No one's going to leave. Everybody always threatens they're going to leave. Just saying. And your thoughts, 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. How are you feeling about today? Are you depressed? Are you feeling like there's no hope? Because there is. Steve-O?
Thank you, my friend, as we ponder this great nation. Let us all be thankful for Thanksgiving and a couple weeks at my house. I'm very excited. Friends will be there to help me clean up the glass in my front yard because somebody bashed in my back window. Guys, somebody bashed in my back window.
Stop it. I know. You've told us over and over again.
I'm just saying.
Let's jump into some more clips of what Donald Trump said last night in his speech. Here he is talking about the love he has for this country.
It's been what they call a historic event. But to be really historic, we have to do a great job. And I promise you that I will not let you down. We will do a great job. We will do a great job. I look very much forward to being your president. And I can only say that while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning. We're going to get to work immediately for the American people. And we're going to be doing a job that hopefully you'll be so proud of your president. You'll be so proud. Again, it's my honor. It was an amazing evening. It's been an amazing two-year period. And I love this country. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We were talking earlier about how Donald Trump he's got a long road ahead of him.
Yeah.
And it starts with building relationships.
It really does.
With people in Washington.
Not even on the opposite side of the aisle, the Republicans. Yeah. Because he said a lot of things. He got where he is, but, I mean, the Speaker of the House is Paul Ryan. They've had some arguments, to put it kindly. And, you know, congressional Republicans, I mean, not everybody was stoked. He's a completely different face of the Republican Party, if you will. And so he's not going to be able to get a lot done unless they really, truly all come together and decide, hey, let's put some differences aside so that we can actually work to do good here in America. On the flip side, I will say, I don't know why I do this. I always go to like liberal slanted news sites because I want the worst case scenario. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to go here where it's like fluffy and everybody's dreaming big and has these great expectations because nothing turns. But on the flip side, reading some of these articles talking about what needs to happen, if he can somehow unify party control really in Washington, people are talking. This is Douglas Hay. He's a former aide to Eric Cantor when the Virginian was House Majority Leader. He was speaking, saying that this if he can set the tone when he gets in, that he really truly has a chance of seizing a once in a generation opportunity to transform the economy with what he's proclaiming he's going to do.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of whether or not people will actually. You can't do anything if you're fighting with Paul Ryan. You can't do anything with what they're saying is 30 Ted Cruz type Republicans in the House, and you can't do it with the Democrats. You're going to have to somehow, come together.
We're waiting on Hillary Clinton to take the stage. We're trying to go live, but right now they're just getting the stage ready. And I'm excited. I've never gone live to a national speech like
this. You're
going
to be
okay? Great. This is a first.
Is that Mahoots? We got our correspondent Mahoots.
Yeah, he's down there.
Is he out there?
He's out there in
could you imagine?
Washington.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm Mahoots, and it's time. Okay.
Oh, man. That would be so great. That would be so great. It'd be huge.
Somebody in the live line said, this may sound cliche, but my ultimate hope and faith is in Jesus Christ alone.
That's not cliche at all.
I am hopeful and excited about what may happen over the next 4 years.
Yeah, man.
I believe that God has a plan that is better and more amazing than we could ever imagine. And I would say that regardless of who won the election, but I think Trump has the opportunity to bring a potential of new ideas and things that may be just what our country needs at this time in history.
Yeah, it will be interesting because obviously we know first and foremost we are citizens of a greater nation, right? We are told in Hebrews. I mean, we are aliens, you know, to this place. This isn't our permanent
sojourners.
Residence. Yeah, this isn't it for us. And so, if we want to make things better, if we truly want to enact change, if we want to see our community come together, we need to pour out love. We need to pour out hope and grace, and we know that that's found solely in Jesus Christ. And so, yeah, man, it will definitely be interesting to see what happens.
Mm. Someone else in the live one said, praise Jesus, God's will was done. 585 Live, you can chime in.
I don't know how much time we have. I'm like,
we might have 30 minutes.
Do we want to address that?
30 seconds. I don't know.
Because I know, you know, people are chiming in. It would be a great theological conversation. Maybe we need to get Brian Nixon in here and talk a little bit about that, because Romans 13 does talk about that no one is placed in authority except by God. And those are basically rulers to do, you know, to ensure like good. And they're also protectors. So they'll bring down the sword of justice, because right before that, in Romans 12, his mind said, you know, he will repay. And so these are those stewards who do enact his justice, if you will. But I mean, man, there's some great conversations we could get into, because was it God's will or did he allow it? Was it God's will that Saul became the king of Israel, or was it the people saying, this is who we want?
Yeah.
There's so many directions you could go in, because we have free will. We are given choice. We as a people voted in, or you could say, well, God is sovereign. This was his will. This is what he's doing. That man, that is a ginormous conversation and probably way too big to have on. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Oh no.
Oh man.
That was unexpected.
What is happening?
Hey, I was just having this crazy conversation about God's will and like,
is that
like the future of America and the one, the only Nathanielson.
Nathaniel,
it's got red and blue, so it's okay.
Yeah, did you see my red car window got bashed in last
night?
Dude,
I saw your photo and I was so sad.
Ugh.
Oh, that's a beautiful.
Hey, welcome back to America.
Dude, I was in Mexico.
You were? Is that why you're
sporting
a luchador?
Did you see how much the peso dropped? I could have got some crazy deals if I would have stayed like 2 extra days.
Good grief.
Oh, man.
Oh, Nate, man. I'm so glad you're here, man. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks.
So how is Mexico?
Dude, it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Good. Yeah, you look tan. You look great.
You do. You actually, a Heitzig looks tan. Is that weird?
I got pretty tan.
You really did.
Dude, I heard you guys talking about just the craziness, man.
It is crazy.
We're actually waiting for Hillary Clinton to take the stage. We're going to go live as soon as she takes
the
stage.
That's exciting.
Because I'm curious to see what she has to say.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Speaking of, man, people are chiming in on the text we got about God's will being done with the president. Somebody said about the will of God text. Did that person feel the same way when Obama won? Which is an interesting. I mean, it's true. Because because right now we are seeing that. Praise God, finally. You know, it's like, well, I mean, if that's your theology that you're standing on, that God elects all of our leaders, then you are truly saying that every time we elect a president, that was God's will.
But at the same time, I remember when Christians were so bummed after Obama won, and I remember us telling Christians the same thing then, like, look, God's still ruling and reigning.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who's ruling in the Oval Office. God is ruling and reigning in heaven above. And guess what? Proverbs 21 says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Mm. So I think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you can breathe a sigh of relief knowing that God's in control. Mm-hmm. And I think that, man, now after this, we've never been in a more divided America. And it's so important after this that, man, we really mind like what we're saying after the election. And my dad sent a really great tweet a text message to a few of us this morning. And he just said, in the days ahead, let's be a little careful with our words and our tone.
Yeah.
We've just come through a hard-fought election with a lot of ugliness.
Yeah.
For many Americans, they will wake up with fear and angst. So for all those who are happy with the outcome, let us show compassion and love. May our words and actions work to unite us as Americans. Mm. Today, we all have the opportunity to make positive changes in our country. Let it begin in our own hearts and spread throughout our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, and our country. And let us continue to pray for this great nation, for our leaders at the national, state, and local levels. Let's pray for our fellow Americans, especially those who feel downcast or without hope today. May God's joy and hope fill this land. So let's not like or share posts of fear, boasting, judging, or ugliness. Instead, let's all just be proud to be Americans, living in a truly wonderful land with privileges and opportunities like no other.
Amen.
May we strive to live as God wants us to. May we love on each other greatly, and may God bless the United States of America.
Wow, that was great.
And I think it's so important because right now, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to have Republicans who are gloating. You're going to have Democrats who are mad and saying the same things they said in the election, that, oh, we have a xenophobe, we have a bigot, I just posted a picture of me with Donald Trump at Billy Graham's 95th birthday and said, well, that just happened. And I got crazy backlash on my Instagram just posting a picture, not saying whether I agreed or supported,
right.
Just posting it. People
crazy.
Saying, you know, how terrible it was. And it's like, man, either way, we got to realize that this wasn't even as close as like Bush versus Gore or
right.
Bush, you know, versus Kerry. Or I mean, this wasn't that close. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump really came out, and so he won the popular vote. He won. I mean, we've got to a certain extent say, man, that happened.
Yeah,
and we, whether you agree with it or not, the worst thing we can do now is continue to tear each other down and
right?
continue to.
Yeah, this is the time to unite, mm-hmm. you know, and be there for each other.
You know, we've been talking this morning about some celebrity tweets because, you know, just 90% of celebrities, we know where everybody was voting, and they were just some horrible things said this morning. Bryan Cranston actually just tweeted something and said, although I am shocked and disappointed by the outcome, I hope the president-elect will work to unify our wounded country, and I sincerely wish him success.
Wow.
Yeah, so not everybody's like super hate-filled.
Did you see, though, what Bryan Cranston, there was a video that came out, I don't know how long ago it was, but there he was saying that if Donald Trump does get elected, that, I mean, he didn't say some very nice things.
Yeah.
But, so that's kind of crazy to hear him now.
Right.
Support.
You know, it's just also funny because I was watching CNN last night. I didn't want to watch Fox News.
That's
because
so funny. We all, yeah. Same.
Because I feel like I wasn't going to get a really, you know, accurate view. So I was watching CNN the whole time, and it was interesting to hear CNN was saying that if Donald Trump would have done what Hillary Clinton did of not showing up and not coming up and giving the speech, that it would have been the liberals would have just lambasted him and destroyed him and said how hypocritical he was. And this was CNN that was saying this. And so I find the same is true with stuff like this. If Hillary Clinton would have won and Republicans would have got on and said terrible things, and then they would have blasted Republicans and said, how dare you say that? She's our president. We need to unite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny. It's so funny how much of a double standard there is on both sides.
Yeah.
We all hold each other to a double standard. And what happens is whenever you tell somebody that, they get mad and they get hate-filled. And but this is the thing. Guess what? Republicans and Democrats are both hate-filled bigots.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. There's a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans that are both hate-filled bigots. Democrats are bigoted of Christians, a lot of them, and bigoted of conservative beliefs. A lot of Republicans are bigoted of homosexuals and bigoted of race. And I mean, there's a lot of bigotry on both sides. And until we can accept that and say, man, there's parts of both sides, and most of them are in tweets right now across the country that we hate. And I think that, you know, the presidential elect, which I don't think he's going to, I don't think Hillary would either, should really deride the comments on Twitter. If, you know, if I was Hillary Clinton, I'd get up and say, you know what? What's being said by celebrities is wrong. If I was Donald Trump, I think you'd say the same thing. They're not going to do it, but
yeah.
They should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nate Heidsieck is hanging out with us. And we're waiting for Hillary Clinton to go live. It's a dream of mine to go live during a national speech like this, so that's why I'm not going to go to break.
Until making dreams
live.
Totally cool. Hey, yes. Since you're such good friends with Trump, can you get me a new rear window for my car?
Oh,
actually, you know what? Since you're good friends with Trump, can you just get me a car, man?
I wish I was.
It's like a 99. It's like a 99 Subaru. I'll take like a 2000 Maxima at this point. You know, it's an upgrade. You know. I'll do it. Sorry to all my Maxima owner friends. I didn't mean that. I apologize. I'm not nothing against Maxima owners.
Steve-O got his window bashed.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, here we go. Something happened? Oh, no. Look at that. That was like a total juke. He walked up to the desk, and then he did a beeline. Whoop.
Oh, they've done that three or four times. Some lady got up there.
Apparently Hillary is shrinking.
Yeah. Some lady got up there with the white piece of paper, you know, so the camera could focus in, and I was like, we're going live, guys. Here we go. And it was nothing.
Is this real?
Easy. Okay.
We're going live to Mahoots.
Gonna fill that water up. Gonna make sure.
Hey, somebody else said good news. Alec Baldwin has a job for the next 4 years.
That's great. I was actually really curious, like, what is SNL going to do? Because SNL, you know, it's so funny. The past skits for the past few weeks on the opening skit has been like Hillary, like saying, "I'm going to win. This is so great. I'm going to be the next president." I'm like, what's SNL going to do now? Like, I think they're going to do something really funny.
Man, they got material for 4 years. Alec Baldwin's going to have to shoot it in Canada, but they got material for the next one.
What's going to be really interesting, though, is the last one before the election, it was like they were they had Hillary and Trump dancing together, and they like really came together because it's like, let's not divide anymore, guys. You know they're going to have jokes this week.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like,
jokes.
Okay, really? That's cool, man. So, I don't know.
Somebody on the live line said it's on now.
But then they said maybe not.
Okay,
maybe
you can't
not
do that.
And then they also said the thing is we can't be a Christian and pro-life. But I think they meant pro-choice.
Yeah.
But it's still because I know people who would say, well, I have Christian friends that would say that. No, I'm very much against abortion, but I believe that as we are given free will, blah 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 blah. And I don't want to get into that discussion. Trust me, but. We have some really good token phrases that we use on social media that probably do nothing but ignite fires.
We do. And this is the thing. There's always so much fear for a president, man. I remember Doomsday saying, you know, Obama's going to ruin the world. He might have messed up the economy a little bit, but he didn't ruin the world. We're still,
so many people
we're still functioning.
Our country would be over.
Right.
And I responded to someone on Instagram and I said this, remember that our country is founded on a basis of checks and balances, which means that regardless of who is in office, no one carries the mantle of ultimate authority.
Right.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief knowing that no matter who holds the office of POTUS, there is only so much that they can do without the support of the Senate and the House of Representatives, which are comprised of individually elected officials representing each state in the interest of the people in those states. So, man, you know, you've got people who you elected in this election cycle. It's not just the president.
Yeah.
You voted for somebody for your Senate and for your House of Representatives, and they're representing you just as much as the president is, and sometimes more, and fighting what the president wants to push down or not push down. And so, I mean, we don't live in a government where it's all about one guy. It's not a dictatorship.
Right.
And you know, I think what the biggest thing for me, why I think this is a win for America, is I really trust and believe in the end that Donald Trump is going to elect more conservative Christian judges, a higher chance of him doing so than Hillary Clinton would.
Yeah.
And man, that's going to have a way more lasting and impactful effect than 4 years of Donald Trump in office.
Yeah. Man, I think I'm mostly excited for job opportunity. I've already put in my application for Chief of Staff Apprentice.
That's good.
I think I've got a good shot. I'm funny. You know, I'm not as attractive as Teo, but I think Teo. I could probably win.
I put in my application for Father of Dragons.
Okay cool. That's good.
But Steve-O, you can't because you have a new morning show.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you heard, Nate, but...
It's time for Steve-O and the Morning Invasion.
So we have a new name for the show.
That's good.
Yeah, we were at Winter Jam last night, and Steve-O got up in front of 10,000 people
like six.
And said that, you know, he was He was the morning invasion.
No, no, no.
He said he was the morning invasion.
No, 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 no. Here's what happened.
Steve-O, and these are my friends.
No.
Wow.
Russ from New Song.
I don't think
okay? He goes, hey, we're really excited about local Christian radio, and we couldn't, y'all wouldn't even know about this event if it wasn't for good friends. So let's get up. We love these guys at Star 88. Uh-huh. Let's give it up for Steve-O and his friends, the morning invasion.
I just picture.
That's what he did.
I just picture, though, the way Dex said that Steve-O introduced himself as the morning invasion, that it was like the Chris Farley skit where he's El Nino, like, yeah. I am yeah. El Invasion.
And you know how Steve-O gets really excited at times?
So
I mean,
excited.
He gets pumped up. He was so fired up. He had an adrenaline rush after that big introduction.
He had on floaties.
That he wouldn't let Tao and I talk. In fact, he tried to give us the mic a couple times and wouldn't let us talk.
That was accidental. I didn't mean to try and give you the mic. I apologize for getting your hopes up. There's no way I was letting you speak.
There's that Steve-O and friend.
Huh? What?
There it is.
Yep.
So it was,
okay, you know what I think the really big win, though, of last night is all the memes that we're going to get of Donald Trump's son falling asleep on stage.
Yeah.
That's the really big win.
Dude, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's the
People
really
are,
big
like,
win of last night.
A hard time.
Donald Trump's talking, and this kid's sitting here like this, like,
just out. It was.
Is it younger?
It's
is
3 a.m. Yeah.
Baron.
3 a.m., man. Come
any kid with a name Baron, though, I mean.
Yeah.
No entitlement there.
What is going on?
Guys, we're waiting for
like,
Hillary.
What's your name? Prince?
Yeah.
King?
Yeah.
Baron?
Baron.
All right, we might be going.
What? Is
we
this
might
real?
Be going
I
live.
Think it's happening.
Hillary Clinton.
Everybody's
on
clapping.
Her election defeat.
Well, there's
speech.
Bill out there. He's clapping. He's hanging out.
Hey, where's Bill?
She left
is
her husband
Bill?
In the front row.
That's not Bill.
He's not even wearing a suit. Yes, it is, dude.
I think I see Dorothy and some munchkins.
What?
I don't know.
Are they,
right.
Is it happening?
Happening?
No, they're clapping.
They're clapping.
Maybe they just said,
ladies and gentlemen.
They're trying to get an audio check.
Nope.
They're checking the audio.
Check, one,
guys,
two.
Sorry, we're trying to go live as soon as Hillary Clinton.
This is Dex's dream. Don't take
dream
it from
him.
It really
never,
is.
Never gone live like this on a morning show where.
Are you so excited?
Yeah, this is great. This is, I feel like a.
It's a whole new different world.
I feel like
man.
I'm on like Fox News or CNN or something.
Let's throw it over to Mahoots right now. He's live in the press room.
Uh-huh, we're gonna
election update.
Mahoots?
Mahoots?
Are you there?
Wait, are they? Is that Springsteen?
No, that's Katy Perry crying in the corner.
Oh.
There's Katy Perry
there
crying.
Oh, that is Katy Perry. She really is. I'm like, no, it's not. Oh, yeah, you're right. You are not
she's
being
crying.
Wait, where? Over
that's
there?
Right
she's
there.
Crying in the corner.
Yeah, that one right there.
That's not a Katy Perry.
No, it's not.
Yeah. She aged rapidly.
Very rapidly,
that was her.
After the news.
There's
so.
Colin Kaepernick draped in an American flag.
Whoa. Wow, dude, there are so many horrible things being said on the live line that are not 585
live. You can text into the show.
Yeah.
Nate Heidsick hanging out with us while we wait for Hillary Clinton to take the stage on her first speech since finding out that she is not the president of the United States.
Last night, my 10-year-old knocked it out of the park singing at Winter Jam. That was kind of cool.
Dude, that was neat. I saw that
so,
Instagram
trying
video.
Trying to think of something positive to talk about
that
right
was
now.
Great.
You know, that was
let's
really
talk
good.
About Mexico. Really good. How was that? Any good stories?
Dude, I
to
swam
share?
With whale sharks.
I swam?
Are you serious?
30-foot whale sharks.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty crazy.
How'd Steven do?
Good. Steven did good.
Did he make it back?
I was worried he couldn't swim.
You was worried? Why do you think he couldn't swim?
I knew his hair operates as a flotation device. I just didn't know how the rest of it worked. Yeah.
Whatever, man. He was at home with that fin, dude, and just hanging out in the water.
Dude, it was fun. It was absolutely incredible, man.
That's
these
cool,
enormous
man.
Enormous beasts of the sea.
I'm glad
were you down
in
Cabo?
Yeah.
We decided, you know, because like you and Steven are best friends, and then we're best friends. We're going
to
do like the same thing, but
you're
gonna
go to Cabo?
Go to like... Well, we're gonna go to like Espanola.
It's not. Yeah,
that's exciting. Go to Blue Hole. Go swim in Blue Hole.
Yeah, we can't really.
We were gonna go.
Go to Elephant
maybe
Butte. Go to the Butte.
That's too far away. Probably
like
Cochiti,
Taco Cabana.
Yeah, that was
the win.
That was it.
The win of the win of Elephant Butte is if you have any dead bodies, you can bring them there and dispose of them with you while you go down there.
There it is.
There you go.
still New Mexico.
I remember when I was in junior high and I heard that there was dead bodies in Elephant Butte and I went there and how terrified I was that I was going to be swimming like
I've
an arm
never
was
heard
hit.
This.
Oh yeah, there was a serial killer who literally put like 20 bodies at the bottom
Wait,
of Elephant Butte.
Wait, what was
never
his name? Dexter?
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is real life?
This is real life.
This is terrifying.
You remember that, Dex?
I know, I've heard the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
you
my
can read
gosh.
It. Search like Elephant Butte serial killing.
Whoa!
So there, I remember swimming in Elephant Butte, thinking like I'm gonna like have an arm that's gonna hit my leg.
It's
or
gonna
something.
Float up.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
And that's a really nasty lake to swim in.
Yeah.
I don't know why people do it anyways.
Especially now knowing that there's like decomposing bodies there. Yeah. I'll stay away from that lake.
Yeah. That's gross. Yeah, that's terrifying.
All right, guys, I'm going to take a break.
Oh.
My throat hurts. I'm
that's
sick.
True. We've been talking for a while.
It's not going to happen.
I really hope she jumps on stage.
Geez, we're going to go to break and she's going to jump on. That's why I want to go to break.
She's an hour late.
But we're going to jump on live. I'm going to shut down.
After being already an hour,
they pushed it back an hour.
Listen,
now she's an hour
I will shut down anything if she comes up on stage. I will jump in. So if you're driving right now and you can't hear the coverage, we're going to go live when Hillary Clinton takes the stage. So hang out with us. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
This is the best day ever!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The 2016 election.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have come to terms on a custody agreement that gives the actress sole custody of their six kids. She filed for divorce 2 months ago.
Prince Harry is upset, making it quite clear social media that's come down on his American girlfriend, Meghan Markle.
In Azusa, California, someone started shooting in a residential area.
Oil cartel OPEC appears to be cutting its forecast for global consumption over the next several decades.
Two people have been arrested in New Jersey, charged with stuffing material into toll baskets on an expressway, then going back to take the money. Police say they have surveillance video to help them make their case.
In Charleston, South Carolina, the judge has ordered a mental competency hearing for Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing 9 people at a black church there. A jury selection postponed until that is done.
One morning. Good morning, Starmie. 9:34.
High today of 62 degrees.
All right,
I think we're about ready to go live. We are a bunch of monkeys.
I think something's happening.
A Secret Service dude just walked out from behind the curtain.
Yep, something's going to happen. We've been waiting to go live for about an hour now. Hillary Clinton was supposed to take the stage at 8:30. We've been waiting.
Who's that?
That's Tim Kaine.
Okay.
That's her VP.
Oh, come on.
Right. Oh, there's Sarah Silverman doing obscene things.
What? All right, hang on though. Turn. Yeah.
Is this real?
This is him.
This is real life?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're hearing. Okay. Anything?
The audio is terrible.
Are you serious?
Wait, go to another feed. Producer, find another feed.
That's the only feed, man.
There's another feed out there. That was terrible.
That was.
How do they expect us to
New York Times.
That? You kidding me?
Okay. Here's one.
This is just embarrassing.
I'm trying to watch it.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in.
President Obama is going to make a statement at 12:15 about the results of the election in the White House.
Nothing.
And calling on the nation to come together. After
it's going to have to be this one,
campaign. Okay.
Go back to it.
No. I don't care about what he has to say.
Come on!
He's introducing Hillary.
We can't even hear it.
The president last night won the popular vote of America.
Wait, here we go. Try it.
There we go. Once again, CNN coming through with the feed.
Dude, Fox News is so...
That first feed was Fox News. That's hilarious.
Wait, did Hillary win the popular vote?
Yeah, she did. Oh. It switched overnight. Mm-hmm.
That is an amazing accomplishment. It is an amazing accomplishment. I'm proud of Hillary Clinton because, in the words of Langston Hughes, she's held fast to dreams. She was inspired at a young age to an epiphany that if families and children do well, that's the best barometer for whether a society does well. And in everything she's done, she's focused on that. We know she would have made history as a president in one sense, but we never have had a president who's made their whole career about the empowerment of families and children. And I was as excited about that in the Oval Office as I was excited to have my friend Hillary there and make history as the first woman president. I'm excited and proud of Hillary because she has built such a wonderful team. There is a...
You know it's going to take 70 minutes before she comes out because they're going to clap every 7 words. This happens every time we have to watch any kind of...
There's a beautiful and kind of comical parable in the New Testament about a vineyard owner who hires people to work and says, and I'm going to pay you this.
for a full day. Then he hires people at noon. I'm going to pay you the same thing for the half day. Then he hires people 1 hour before. I'm going to pay you the same. And those who started early in the day said, hold on. You know, we don't like this, that you're treating everybody who came late just as well as you're treating us. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what I've come to know so well about Hillary. The team that she has assembled over the years of people that are so deeply loyal to her because she's so deeply loyal to them is inspiring. But I've seen that same degree of loyalty and compassion and sensitivity extended to the most recent folks who have joined the team, the folks who came to the Vineyard with just 1 hour to go. Her loyalty and compassion of Hillary and Bill to people, if you're with you, you're with you. And that is just something so remarkable. And finally, I'm proud of Hillary because she loves this country. Nobody had to wonder about Hillary Clinton, whether she would accept an outcome of an election in our beautiful democracy. Nobody had to ask that question. Nobody had to doubt it. She knows our country for what it is. She knows the system that we have and in its warts and blemishes. She's deeply in love with it and accepts it. She's been in battles before where if it didn't go her way, she accepted it, but then woke up the next day and battled again for the dreams that she's held fast to. And that love of country is something that I think is obvious to everybody, obvious to everyone. I want to thank Hillary Clinton for asking Ann and I to join this wild ride. We, about a week before, she asked if I would be a running mate. Ann and I went up to Westchester, and we sat down with Hillary and Bill and with Chelsea and Mark and with Charlotte and Aiden for about 3 hours of conversation to try to determine whether we would be the right people to be on the ticket. And when we got in the car to head back to the airport after the three-hour discussion, I said to Ann, honey, I don't know whether we're going to be on this ticket or not, but I do know this. We're going to remember that 3 hours for the rest of our life. And now we'll remember 105 days that we've had with this fantastic couple of public servants and all of you.
If you're just joining us, Tim Kaine is about to introduce Hillary Clinton at the concession speech.
But is he?
I know. This could really go on.
This is taking forever,
guys.
I think he's more inadvertently
talking stalling? About how Donald Trump said he wouldn't have accepted the results.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
I think he's stalling.
It's just causing more division, I believe.
I think he's stalling.
I don't think she's there.
Stalling.
She's not going.
Okay.
He's going to do like a 20-minute speech, and then he's going to say Hillary's not here right now.
Oh, yeah. She had to go home.
She had to roll out. Yeah. Bill's in the front row, well. You know, no suit jacket, mm-hmm. but she had to go.
She got the flu.
Yeah. She's under the weather. She's not feeling well.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall in the conversation between President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump. Dude. I'm reading this article.
I think they're just going to stare at each other for like 10 minutes and then walk away and say, all right.
President Obama had made this statement that if somehow, some way, Donald Trump was actually elected president, which he did not think in a million years was possible. He said he would take that as a personal repudiation on his presidency. You know,
here she comes. Here she comes, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, there's Bill. There's Bill. He's got a suit jacket on.
About to give her concession speech. Here she is.
She is so
I'm
short.
So proud of my wife.
You think there's part of this like I totally scored 8 years of presidency and she didn't? I did it, guys.
All right,
I did it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Wow, this is real life.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's
just let her talk, man. Come on.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being here. And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort.
Well, actually, 5.5
million. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things: the rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values too, and we must defend them. And let me add, our constitutional democracy demands our participation, not just every 4 years, but all the time. So let's do all we can to keep advancing the causes and values we all hold dear, making our economy work for everyone, not just those at the top, protecting our country and protecting our planet, and breaking down all the barriers that hold any American back from achieving their dreams. We've spent a year and a half bringing together millions of people from every corner of our country to say with one voice that we believe that the American dream is big enough for everyone, for people of all races and religions, for men and women, for immigrants, for LGBT people, and people with disabilities, for everyone. So now, our responsibility as citizens is to keep doing our part to build that better, stronger, fairer America we seek. And I know you will. I am so grateful to stand with all of you. I want to thank Tim Kaine and Ann Holton for being our partners on this journey. It has been a joy getting to know them better, and it gives me great hope and comfort to know that Tim will remain on the front lines of our democracy, representing Virginia in the Senate. To Barack and Michelle Obama, our country owes you an enormous debt of gratitude. We thank you for your graceful, determined leadership that has meant so much to so many Americans and people across the world. And to Bill and Chelsea, Mark, Charlotte, Aiden, our brothers and our entire family, my love for you means more than I can ever express. You crisscrossed this country.
Crisscross will make you jump, jump.
Stop it.
Okay.
And lifted
Sorry,
me
I
up when I needed it most. Even
4 month
old Aiden, who traveled with his mom.
So
I will always
I can
be grateful
come.
To the creative,
can we make a game out of this?
Talented, dedicated men and women at our headquarters in Brooklyn and across our
No sleep till Brooklyn.
Okay, I think she's
Come on, we got to yeah, think of song lyrics to
Sounds like she's winded.
Yeah, down. She's winded down. That was Hillary Clinton and giving her this
gonna,
is the first speech.
We're going to go away and she's going to drop the bomb.
Yeah, I know. There's the biggest thing that she's going to talk about.
And that's why I'm contesting the election.
Yeah, right.
You know what? Let's go back.
It was
That's not gonna happen.
A campaign oh, after you had
come
done
on.
Other campaigns.
Please,
Some
no
of
more.
You, it was your
Please.
First campaign.
It's true, though. They usually drop the bomb
No,
at
they
the end.
Don't. They're not. You nobody's dropping any bombs.
Be quiet.
She was just trying to find a black pantsuit. That's why it took so long. She's wearing all black. We get
okay.
it. I'm serious.
What
She's
you
got
say?
They all are really wearing all Nah, that's black, man.
That's
it's because Prince died.
Millions
She's still mourning the loss. Yes,
community
here we go.
Leaders,
talk about Prince
activists,
any second now.
And union organizers who knocked on doors, talked to neighbors, posted on Facebook, even in secret private Facebook sites.
Oh, there she go, talking about
I
those
want
secret
everybody
servers.
Coming
guys.
Out from behind that kidding. And make sure your voices
I'm
are
so
heard
bored.
Going forward.
Here it comes.
Oh, big, she's not going to say anything.
It's going to be like the end of Stranger Things. She's going to cough up a monster.
To everyone who sent in contributions as small as $5 and kept us going.
She's not talking
thank
to
you.
Us.
Stop
thank
it.
Thank you from all of us. And to the young people in particular, I hope you will hear this. I have, as Tim said, spent my entire adult life fighting for what I believe in. I've had successes and I've had setbacks, sometimes really painful ones. Many of you are at the beginning of your professional, public, and political careers. You will have successes and setbacks too. This loss hurts, but please never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
I just got two songs out of that one sentence.
Mm-hmm. Two Beastie Boys songs out of that speech.
That's pretty good so far. Here we go, Intergalactic Planetary. Here we go, Hug.
Brass Monkey.
Here it is, guys. This is the big news.
This is it.
It is. It is worth it. And so... We need you to keep up these fights now and for the rest of your lives.
Oh.
And to all the women,
oh, I thought we were
and especially the mm-hmm. young women, who put their faith in this campaign and in me, I want you to know that nothing has made me prouder than to be your champion.
She's holding back the tears.
Yeah, she is.
Holding back the tears. Ah, it's another good one.
Now,
80s.
I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
Melania's going to do it.
No, dude.
2020, Melania Trump.
It's going to be Michelle Obama.
No, I seriously think so. I was saying that last night.
And to all the little girls who are watching this, never doubt that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity in the world to pursue and achieve your own dreams.
That's the best thing she's ever said.
Baby, you're a firework.
Yeah, you guys are daddies
Come
of daughters.
Show them what you're worth. Make them go on.
Finally, I am so grateful for our country and for all it has given to me. I count my blessings every single day that I am an American. And I still believe, as deeply as I ever have, that if we stand together and work together with respect for our differences, strength in our convictions, and love for this nation, our best days are still ahead of us. Because, you know, I believe we are stronger together and we will go forward together. And you should never, ever regret fighting for that. You know, Scripture tells us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So, my friends, let us have faith in each other. Let us not grow weary. Let us not lose heart. For there are more seasons to come, and there is more work to do. I am incredibly honored and grateful to have had this chance to represent all of you in this consequential election. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Dude, I feel like the DNC told them, hey, right now, it's 2016, we've got 4 years, we need to right now start appealing to the evangelical white voters. So why don't both of you guys quote a scripture when you go up there?
What'd you guys think of that speech by Hillary Clinton?
I thought graceful in defeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. We teach that to our children.
Amen.
Or we should. Yeah. That even when you're upset, even when you get defeated, you should be graceful in defeat.
Yeah. And she was, she talked a little bit about being peaceful during this time, mm-hmm. Because that was one thing that I was worried about is if Donald Trump wins, what are people going to do? You know, are people going to riot? Are they going to break Steve-O's
They
windshield?
Did last night. Did you guys see all across the country?
Dude, yeah. Everywhere. Sadly, that we got people chiming in on the live line saying in their neighborhood three cars were hit. And other, people were vandalizing overnight. And so, yeah.
Yeah, we saw what happened here in Albuquerque when Donald Trump showed up. It was
the first time.
Awful.
The second time was
this
actually
is,
pretty.
This
tame.
Is the hard part, though. This is what's so bad about such a vicious election cycle. To a certain extent, both sides kind of encouraged and fed into the violence and were a part of it. I mean, even she mentioned, you guys are the best group of people. She literally said, so half of the side of the country is a basket of deplorables, but those are the best people of America. And she even commented unruly and exciting. So, I mean, to a certain extent, both candidates, I mean, Donald Trump did the same thing at his rallies. There was very much a feeling of inciting violence and encouraging the atmosphere and the behavior. And so it's kind of difficult to encourage that the whole election cycle. And then after the election, say, okay, you can stop now. Mm. It's kind of difficult when really it's been encouraged for months.
Yeah, that's true. Man. All right, we're done with the show. Nate Heitzig, thanks for stopping in.
You're not really thankful. I just incited rebellion and riots on the live line.
You did wear a mask coming in.
That's true. But I did. See, he shed his mask.
No one could see that. Just in case, I wore a Nacho Libre mask that I bought in Mexico.
I really just wish I could be in the room when Trump and Obama get together to hand over the
Maybe
keys.
They'll wear Nacho Libre masks.
Oh,
maybe.
Gosh.
Maybe so.
And wrestle.
That should be the next reality show. I'm telling you.
All right, hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. You can go to iTunes, Google Play.
What if that's how we determine the next president? We had a wrestling match, a luchador wrestling match, and whoever won.
All right. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called High Intensity Interval Training with Coach Amy, at Bear Canyon CrossFit, we're talking you can lose some body fat. You can gain some muscle. Increase your cardio. Increase endurance. Abdominal strengthening. Core training. Total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure. It's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this, because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.